Chi High Hockey is on the air.
WOGO, your sports station.
WOGO's coverage of the Cardinals and this WIAA High School Hockey Playoff game is being brought to you by Berry Global, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Culver's of Lake Halley, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Lakeland University, by Mason Companies, Northwestern Bank, Post Glass and Mirror, by Riverside Machine and Engineering, Royal Credit Union, Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, Stelter Incorporated, The Medicine Shop, by Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin Credit Union, White City Glass, Wynn Family Dentistry, and by Wissota Tool. Now with the Cardinal Countdown pregame show, here's your WOGO sports team, Greg Stewart and Cooper Fosbick.
WOGO, your sports station.
Good afternoon. We're in Eau Claire Hobbs High Center for the WIAA regional final. The Chi High Cardinals, after defeating Ashland on Tuesday night 12-0, will meet old-time nemesis, long-time nemesis Eau Claire North here tonight, and we'll see where the toolbox slash lunchbox is going to spend the summer here. Cooper Fosbick by my side, Greg Stewart here, Landon Tease, third member of our broadcast team, and Dawson Halverson, our engineer, back at the WOGO studio. So this is always a great contest. We've had two games this year. Chi High took the first one 4-2, but it was an empty netter at the end of the game, so you could say it was a one-goal win for Chi High. And then we came down here about 3 weeks ago and lost to Eau Claire North 3-2, and that's how the series goes. Just every game is tight, hard-hitting, very physical. The first game was loaded with penalties. Second game, they trimmed that off, but it was still close. How do you see this one?
Wow. First of all, I'm super excited about this game. Like we were talking, it's going to be a grudge match. You know, it's tough to beat a team twice.
Yep.
You know, so both teams are in a tough spot, and it's going to be super physical, I would have to think. And I think it's going to be kind of, you know, a war of attrition tonight. You know, who's going to outlast the other team, and it's going to be back and forth, that's for sure.
All right, well, let's talk about it. The keys to the game, Toyson Ford. Keys to the game. You're going to find a friend at Toyson Ford in Chippewa Falls. Break it down for us a little bit deeper. What do you think are the absolutes for Chi High to walk away with a win and advance to the sectional semis?
Yeah, absolutely. So, obviously, we're on the road. For those that don't know, this is a super loud building.
Yeah.
It's really tough to kind of keep your focus, but I think it's going to be huge to shut that crowd up early. We need the first goal. Going on the road, first goal is a huge momentum. Second thing, I don't think we need to be playing into the after-whistle stuff. North is a team, you know, that likes to mix it up in front of the net. If we can stay away from that, we'll stay out of the box, maybe even draw a couple power plays out of that.
Don't get baited.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yep. Okay.
And I think the third thing is going to be the key to scoring, in my opinion, getting traffic in front of that goalie. You know, we need to take his eyes away, and we need shots from the point, good hard low shots, shoot for sticks out front, and hopefully get a couple gritty rebound goals.
Goalie is Tristan Bach. For Eau Claire North, he is a junior. We'll get you the goalie matchup very shortly here, but Chi High comes in here at 14-10-1, and they're playing good hockey right now. Like I said, on Tuesday they beat Ashland 12-0, and they have won five of their last six. Eau Claire North has stumbled here a little bit, Coop, at the end of the season. They dropped a couple of games, 5-1 to Hudson. Well, they're the number one team in the state, but I think they were a little shocked here at home. Losing 6-3 to Rice Lake, so they have lost two in a row. And at one time, they had an 11-game winning streak. They were number three in the state. What do you think is going through the minds of their players after losing two straight heading into the postseason?
Man, I'm going to have to think that they're going to have a fire in their belly. You know, that coach Ryan Parker, he is a great coach, and he's going to try to light a fire under them early on in this game. But I'm kind of hoping that they are a little bit behind, like you said. You know, I mean, there is a chance that they're going to come out slow because have been playing their best hockey, but it's also a new season. So anything can happen. You know, it's the playoffs.
Well, they had Tuesday night off to think more about the two-game losing streak, and Chi High with some momentum heading into this game, and I think feeling pretty good talking to some of the players and the coaches here before the game. Feeling positive, even though this is an away game. It's a warmer building here. It's loud. still, Chi High and North, great battles, and the Cards know that they can beat this team if they play their kind of hockey game.
Yeah, and looking around, the place is starting to fill up already.
It is.
I'm seeing a lot of red and black.
Well, this is going to be a big night. This building's going to be rocking because the second game is Eau Claire Memorial hosting Superior.
Exactly.
And so this is the first game, the matinee, so to speak, of the two-game set here at Hobbs Ice Center tonight to determine who's going to go on to the sectionals.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Cardinal Countdown. Greg and Cooper here at the Hobbs Ice Center tonight for high school hockey. We'll catch up with Scott Sinkink, the assistant associate head coach of the Cards. We'll talk to him live. We'll send Coop down to talk to him live at ice level. Coming up on Cardinal Countdown, this is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies, proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics, Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Alley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Successfully buying a new home or hoping to sell your current one involves lots of important pieces. You need a realtor who knows the local market, a title company who knows the ropes, and a mortgage lender who can provide the right home loan for you. And there's one place that offers it all under one local roof. Wisconsin Realty, Wisconsin Title Services, and Wisconsin Credit Union, who work as a team to take care of all your home buying or selling needs while also taking good care of you. With real estate agents who know how to help you find the perfect home or price yours just right. Title service pros who'll make sure your closing goes smoothly. And lenders who offer great rates and service your mortgage locally for the life of the loan. So when it's time to buy or sell a home, find out why Wisconsin Credit Union, Realty, and Title Services are your best move. Just visit us in person or online. Membership eligibility required for mortgage loans, not required for realty or title services. Equal housing opportunity. Member NCUA.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors and a Chi High alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over two decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year. And remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Cards hockey this afternoon on WOGO from Hobbs Ice Center, Chi High and Eau Claire North in the regional final. And let's head downstairs live with Cooper Fosvick and assistant head coach Scott Sinking. Coop.
Thanks, Greg. We're here with Scott Sinking here. Coach, we're on the road. It's playoffs. It's a loud building. What's going to be the key to staying composed for this Cardinal team tonight?
Yeah, we're going to have to play simple hockey. You know, we're going to try to not do too much and really just find our feet right away. And, you know, the first 5 minutes going to be really important. So we're just hoping to come out with a great effort right away, put some pressure on, and hopefully jump on them early.
Awesome. So what do you think the key to scoring goals against this North team is going to be? They're strong defensively.
Really, we're going to have to capitalize on turnovers. We're going to have to use our speed to the outside, drive the paint, get in tight, and finish rebounds. It's, you know, it's not always going to be pretty. especially in playoff hockey with a Ryan Parker coach teams traditionally always packing in real tight or real tough to get to their goaltender. So we definitely are going to have some work ahead of us to score goals.
And lastly, as always, what are your expectations of the Huskies tonight?
I expect them to be a very well-coached, hard-working team. They're going to be physical. That's one thing they're going to try and do with our guys right away is try and be physical with them, and we're going to try and match that. And, you know, they're going to put pucks on our goaltender and try to get to our paint, so we have to be ready defensively to make sure that we're getting their sticks and transitioning the puck up and hopefully creating some odd man breaks.
Awesome. Thanks, Scott. Back up to you, Greg.
All right. Thank you, Cooper Fosvick downstairs. The overall series, Chippewa Falls leads Eau Claire North 52 wins, 45 losses, and three ties. Scott Parker in his 35th year. Ryan Parker, head coach at Eau Claire North. No relation, as we always say, but a great guy, great coach. He is in his eighth season. Cards beat Eau Claire North 2 years ago in the regional final 3-1. That was back in Chippewa. That was the year Chi-High went down to state and lost that double OT game to Verona at Madison. And here we go again. Chi-High and Eau Claire North. Doesn't get much better than that here tonight on WOGO Radio. Like I said, this is a twin bill for WOGO Sports tonight. We'll have the Chi-High basketball game, the Cards boys basketball team hosting Eau Claire Memorial. Mark Halverson will have the call. We'll pick it up in progress after our game, and hopefully we'll have another game to talk about. If Chi-High wins here tonight, they'll take on the winner of the evening matchup. Superior coming down from the North Country to take on Eau Claire Memorial. The winner of that game meets the winner of this game on Tuesday night. This is Cardinal Countdown. We will continue Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Go to work or get a degree. Work, degree. Work, degree.
Do both with Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program. Co-op lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Whether you've just graduated high school or have been out in the workforce for years, we will customize an option that meets your personal and professional goals, so you literally work towards a quality degree. Lakeland has options for everyone, no matter where you are on your employment and education journey. Get started now at lakeland.edu.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies. Apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
Hi, my name is Jamie Liebrandt, and I'm the Chief Credit and Lending Officer for Northwestern Bank. What I enjoy most about being a Northwestern Bank business banker is knowing what Northwestern Bank does and what I do makes a difference in the community. Whether it's working with a client or working with a nonprofit organization to serve the community needs, it's all, for me, very rewarding. To me, that's what makes the bank special.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
Cardinal countdown from Hobbs Ice Center in Eau Claire. WIAA regional final. Chi-High on the road to take on Eau Claire North. The Huskies 18-6. Chippewa Falls overall 14-10-1. Both teams had 9-5 records in conference coop, but Chi-High got the third place by virtue of points scored, you know, goals scored, that kind of thing, even though the records were identical.
I mean, these are probably two of the most evenly matched teams that you're ever going to see, especially come playoff time. You know, I'm just excited. I think it's going to be awesome. What a game.
Yeah, well, let's get you the goalie matchup for Eau Claire North. The junior netminder's Tristan Bach. He is 13-5, goals against average of 2.33 and a save percentage of 9.11. And look who's on top of the BRC first team, goaltender Bridger Fixmer. It wasn't, the vintage Bridger year, but he had a young defense in front of him. And he goes at 6-10-1, hoping to make it 7-10-1 with a win tonight. Goals against average of 2.61 and a save percentage of 9.23. And he knows that every time up might be his last high school hockey game.
Absolutely. And there's no questioning, Bridger's a fantastic goalie, and he's very deserving of that first team call.
And he is going to have to be at the top of his game, I think, tonight. He might have to carry this team through a portion of this game here.
Oh, absolutely, and he's done it before, and hopefully he'll do it again.
All right, team's out. Eau Claire North with the white sweaters and blue trim, the Columbia blue trim with the black breezers, and Chi-High on the road with the road red jerseys, white trim, and the black breezers here tonight. By the way, conference coach of the year, co-coach of the year is Ryan Parker from Eau Claire North, along with Davis Drewski of Hudson, the number one team in the state. North right now number six after absorbing a couple of losses at the end of the season. First team, like we said, Bridger Fixmer, first team goaltender. Then you got Gilbin from Hudson, co-player of the year, Max Gilbin, along with Peyton Platter of Eau Claire Memorial. He's a co-player, BRC player of the year. Luke Lindsay from Eau Claire Memorial, Jeff Sauer candidate for the Humanitarian Award this year, and Zach Kokendofer from Hudson on the forward line, that first team, and Matthew Maurer of the Hudson Raiders. You got in this conference, you got four of the top six teams in the state in this division. Stevens Point is playing Wausau. They're number five in the state right now.
That's going to be a good game, too.
Yeah, that game is going on tonight. And kind of keep track. Hudson's playing in their game here this afternoon. And let's see, Hudson is playing Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln. And that game has got a 5 o'clock start, too. So we'll try to keep track of that. Later on, Stevens Point and Wausau West at Marathon County. Here, Eau Claire North and Chi-High. And later tonight, the same sheet ice is going to be Eau Claire Memorial hosting Superior. There you go, the last teams left in this section. For the Cards, Bridger Fixmer, 6 foot, 175-pound senior, All-State goaltender, will lead him out here for the starting lineups. That it is Carson Rieg on defense. Evan Esslinger had quite a night against Ashland on Tuesday. A couple of goals for Evan. And he's out there on D. And then Jack Bobey's going to skate up on the first line here tonight, along with senior Ben Carlson and Owen Krista, who also made the All-BRC team. Chi-High putting some players on the honorable mention, including Jack and Ben Carlson, Owen Krista, making that All-BRC team this year as well. For the Huskies, Tristan Bach, the goaltender. He is a junior. On defense, you got Sam Feck. He's an All-BRC player. He scored a goal in our last game, the 3-2 victory for Eau Claire North against Chi-High. Jalen Pascal will be at the other D. And then the forward line is going to start out with Gabe Bestel. Had a goal and an assist against this last game. Well, two goals, actually. Gabe Bestel, then Plant and Sutter on the forward line, which is his second line, but it's interchangeable with the first, and that's what Ryan Parker is going to go with. This is Cardinal Countdown. We'll be back for Puck Drop in just 2 minutes on WOGO.
The Medicine Shop knows that getting sick is about as fun as a relaxing bubble bath. With no Chippewa Falls and Menominee, transfer your prescriptions to The Medicine Shop and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Switch your checking account to Royal Credit Union
and discover a better way to bank. Royal Credit Union is a financial co-op, not a corporation, so we return earnings to our members. That means you get low or no fees for account services and better rates on deposits and loans. You'll also have all the digital tools you need at your fingertips, so managing your account is easy. Royal is ready to help you discover the credit union difference. Switch to Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/checking-change. Insured by NCUA.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toyce & Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toyce & Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toyce & Ford.
WOGO, Hallie, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls High School Hockey tonight on WOGO, followed by High School Buckets. Mark Halverson will have the call, along with Dave Check, after our game here tonight of Chi-Hi Boys Basketball hosting Eau Claire Memorial. Greg Stewart, Cooper Fosvick here, Dawson Halverson back at the WOGO Communications Center. Cards 14-10-1 overall, Eau Claire North 18-6. Loser is finished. And the winner moves on to take on the victor in the Eau Claire Memorial Superior game to follow this one. 17 up on the board. And here we go, the rubber match of the season series between Chi-Hi and North. Both teams have won on their home ice. And it's going to be Plott against Jack Bobby for the opening draw here at center ice. And they're going to toss both of them.
It's ridiculous.
Just drop the puck, right? Yeah. The official kind of looking to drop the puck. Didn't do it for a while. Both players getting advantages, and here we go. Jack Bobby got tossed, but Jack is still in there. So it is going to be Ben Carlson, the senior, trying to win it for Chi-Hi. It's curved back for the Oakland North Huskies. Cards got in the way and set it in. And here is Jalen Pascal, the defenseman. Angles this one off the boards. Comes out to neutral ice. Cards have it. That was Owen Krista. Got stuffed a little bit as he came up into the zone. Carter Plott's got it for Eau Claire North. Plott driving to the net. And overturned. Bridger, who fell back into his cage. And here we go right away.
That's got to be a penalty, Greg. There's no way they don't put him to the box for that. He absolutely ran the goalie.
And I think we might have a penalty. Yeah, and it's going to be a call here against the Huskies. And that's going to go against Caden Sutter. And the cards go right on the power play. Boy, this would be a great time to make a statement, wouldn't it?
No kidding. Wow.
You got your All-State goaltender who just run down by Sutter as he came in. And, you know, they're trying to get the advantage, trying to see what the referees will allow him to do. But good call by the refs to keep the game in hand.
No
here.
Kidding. That could have... They don't call that one. This game will be out of hand fast.
So the cards on the power play, it hasn't been that good. 19%. Let's see what they can do with it. On the kill, Eau Claire North, just about 82%. Here's a shot from the point by Rieg. And that one just went wide. Cards still gathered in. Ben Carlson tried to hand it off for Jack Bobby, and a Husky stick got in the way. Eau Claire North has got it. Here is Tommy Perkins for ECN, or make that Thielman for Eau Claire North, who dropped it deep in the Chi-Hi zone, and the cards regroup here. This is Jack Bobby. Sent it over to Carlson. He kind of backed into the zone and didn't realize Jack Keane was right by him, and Keane swept it off his stick, and there's the clear for the Huskies. Minute 18 left to go in the power play. Here's number 19, Ben Carlson racing into the zone, dropped down to a knee, lost an edge as he came in, gave the puck up. It's going to go over to Jackson Kohler, tried to wing it out, and the cards jammed him up against the dasher. And here is Mason Johnson. Johnson, a new look line here. Johnson shot off the glove of Tristan Bakken, up and out of play right there. Number seven, putting the hammer down on that one. Pulled the trigger on a screamer, and it got the leather of Tristan Bakken. And the faceoff coming to Bakken's glove side here. 59 seconds to go on the power play. pushed against the wall on the far side. Still inside the zone. Johnson trying to track it down. Rammed around the boards by Ty Thompson, but right there is Drake Bovey protecting the blue line. Peeled off the corner, and here is Drew Bovey to Drake. Drew's got it. Tried to dangle inside the left wing circle. Lost it for a moment. Backhand try right there by Jackson Hoym on the left post. Glanced high over the cage, and the Cards in the forecheck keep it in. Caden Swoboda had himself a nice night the other evening against Ashland. Set it in, but kicked right back out by the Huskies and tossed all the way down. And we're down to 18 seconds left to go in the man advantage for Chi High. But the Cards putting some pressure on here.
Definitely. Back to the first line now. See if they can have a little better run of it this time.
Final 8 seconds of the power play. Chi High trying to get organized. Here's Swoboda. Goes cross ice. An errant pass. It was picked. And that'll do it for the power play. So Chi High 0 for 1, but putting some pressure on Tristan Bach. And they have it back in their own zone. Defenseman play catch. Here is Karsten Rieg. Worked it off the window. Ahead for Ben Carlson. He lost it. Owen Krista tried to get there in time. And with puck support, it was Jack Bowlby, but it was kicked off his stick and cleared all the way down by Eau Claire North. But that was behind the center checkered line, and that'll be an icing call against ECM right there. We're fighting for Chippewa Falls on the field as a coach in the courtroom. Dave Check and Check Law Office making you part of the team. Check Law Office, one of our sponsors here for Chi High Hockey. 14:16 left to go, first period. Face off in the Huskies zone. It's going to be Brayton Philman against Ezra Lindstrom. Huskies carried out of their own end of the ice, but were checked as they came in. Swept, though, in by Jason Pascal on that point spot. And the Huskies set up their attack zone play. Chi High with the intercept. It's cleared all the way down, but this should draw the call for icing, and it does.
Pretty back and forth right now, Greg.
Yep.
Both teams are kind of seem to be overskating pucks, but that'll stop as the game settles in here. A lot of nerves right away.
Yeah, I was going to say, there got to be a few butterflies here for the players on both teams.
Absolutely, yeah, you can see it.
Face off in the near wing in the Chi High zone. Got away from Cale Turner, the defenseman, lost it, couldn't control it there, and so they have to go back to their own zone. It's along the stripe on the far side, kicked ahead by Chi High. Huskies gathered in right there. Turner is back. Errant pass, and that one kicked off Jackson Hoym off a skate, went into the elbow on the far side, and now it's loose inside the Husky zone. They try a breakout pass that was intercepted for a moment by Esslinger, but it's going to carry all the way in the Chi High zone. Centering pass, skipped high in the air and ripped out of the atmosphere right there by Bridger Fixmer, and he'll hang on. 13:21 left to go, first period, no score. Stelter Incorporated strives to bring you the absolute highest quality and longest lasting concrete. 3 generations of service and proud to support local sports. Visit StelterIncorporated.com. StelterIncorporated.com. There's a centering pass. Boy, that skipped right through the paint by the Huskies. But nobody there to follow up. And Chi High back in the other direction.
Drake Bowlby saved a goal right there.
Yeah. Eau Claire North had a nice centering pass right there, but couldn't complete the deal. And here come the Huskies back in the Chi High zone. One-timer on net. That one was sticked away by Bridger. And we've got a hook call right here. A penalty coming up. And the Cards will draw it. Owen Krista is going to sit. And Eau Claire North will have the power play here.
This will be a good test here. See if the penalty kill can hold up.
Chi High in the kill this year at 75.7%. The Huskies on the power play, 19.8%. Here they are. Carter Platt at the point. Set one in. Kicked away just at the last instant and cleared back out to neutral by Chi High. There is a pick. It's Jackson Hoym, but Eau Claire North had 3 players back and got to the puck. Huskies have it up on the near wing side. Here is Platt. Comes into the zone. Rifles one around the boards. And this one's going to be corralled in the left wing corner. Huskies have it. There's a backhand try that deflected off a stick and up and out of play. Minute 25 left to go in the power play. 12-19 remaining here in the first period of this regional final.
On that first power play unit for North, they do a really good job of creating traffic in front of the net. That's what I'd really like to see Chi High do. I think that could be a difference maker in the game.
Here is Jack Bovey. A screamer off the boards behind goaltender Bridger Fixmer. And then it was sent out by the Cards penalty kill unit. Eau Claire North, a hard around right there from Ty Thompson. And it came right back to Thompson. He kept the zone. Cards trying to get in the way of the passes down low. Thompson's got it. Lines and shoots. There's a save by Bridger. And the Huskies had a man on the doorstep. And couldn't quite finish. That was Gabe Bestel, who was right there on the near wing post. And you could see him just trying to scrape at the puck. And Bridger Fixmer got there in time as Bestel was trying to sweep it in. 1 minute left to go in the power play. Whistle stops things, and here we go. Face off to the glove side of Bridger. And winding around, the breakout pass right there by Chi High. They couldn't get it out. Hauled in by Nick Thompson. Thompson's got it all! They went back door. There is Bestel. Gabe Bestel from Ty Thompson. Same spot, Coop, that he just missed seconds before.
Yeah, it's exactly right, Greg. You know, they had a scoring opportunity, and Bridger made a great save, but our defenseman didn't learn from that and left him open a second time, and he had a wide open shot.
Gabe Bestel, third leading scorer on the team, picks up his 11th goal, 27th point. Ty Thompson, the assist, his 18th tally of the year. And it is 1-0 Eau Claire North on the power play goal here at 5:16 of the first period. Still inside the Chi High zone. And the Huskies want more. Here's Brayton Thillman. Rubbed on the wall hard by Drake Bovey. And it comes loose, but comes right back to the point. Long wind there by Jalen Pascal. And a block by the Cards' Briar Niblett. It's sent in, but offsides here by Eau Claire North. 11-12 left to go. Well, we couldn't quite come up with that first goal, one of your keys to the game. Now we got to tie it up and get this third goal and get ahead here if we can.
Yeah, it changes everything. You know, you're playing from behind, a little sense of urgency, and hopefully the Cards react well.
Face off back in the Huskies zone after the icing call here. And Chi High with the win. Backhand try. Nice play by Jackson Hoyne just to sweep it in. It came on net. Bach had to make the save. And Chi High tosses it around the zone, but it's cleared, so they have to regather. Eau Claire North has got it. Skips along the blue line, but right there is Drew Bovey. Angles that one off the dasher and up and in. And Eau Claire North working it D to D on the goal line. Here is Sam Feck, sweeps it around. It's going to come all the way up and out. And Karsten Rieg is right there. Looks over to his right. Here is Evan Esslinger. Starts him up the ice. Esslinger hands off to Mason Johnson. He'll toss one in and pull off on the line change. And this one's going to come in the Chi High zone. Evan is there. Looks up the ice. Here comes Chi High. Ben Carlson trying to beat the D back to their own zone. And Carlson nearly did it. But the goaltender, Tristan Bach, came out and helped his teammates and cleared. Here's Eau Claire North. Big hit on one of the Huskies. And it's back at the point. Wheeling and dealing here is Carter Platt in the high slot. Took a shot there. And Chi High with the intercept. And it's back all the way down. The Cards trying to fight to tie this baby up again. Jack Bovey tosses it back for Karsten Rieg on the give and go. Bovey's got it. Turns and flops one into the right wing corner in the Husky zone. Centering pass right there. It's loose out in front. Jack Bovey with a backhand try. There's traffic in front of Bach. It's going to come back to the point. Here is Drake. Drops it hard around. It's going to come to the Huskies. And here they are in the breakout. Turning and firing is Noah Bestel all the way down, but no icing call as Drake Bovey got to it in time. Cards inside their own zone in the half wall. Here is Owen. Tosses one all the way down. Thought he might hit the goaltender. No icing call, though. They wave that off. And Eau Claire North has got it right here. Oh, almost a giveaway in the zone. Isaac Small was looking up the ice. It went right to him. And it's cleared over the glass by the Huskies with 9:06 left to go.
Oh, man.
Here in the first period.
He could have just got a stick on that, Greg. Man.
He was looking at another part of the ice, and the puck came right to him.
Here is the thing. Isaac Small is actually blind in his left eye. So there was no way for him to see that, unfortunately.
Wow. I did not know that. Well, Isaac tried to win the draw right here, pushes it deep in the Husky zone. Here is Lindy. Back to Small, and Isaac couldn't hang on to it. And it's going to pop back out to neutral. Small, though, on the back check, trying to come up with it. Kicked around high in the air, and Nick Thompson's got it for the Huskies. Thompson walks into the zone. Now to the right wing corner. Rubbed on the wall, a scrum right there. Got some help from Jack Keane, his teammate, but Chai High peels it off the fence and clears all the way down to the Husky zone with 8:35 left to go. Both teams making changes here. Chai High gets the Mason Johnson line back out, and an icing call right here against Eau Claire North. Well, Berry Global Innovators of Plastic has grown from their roots in America's heartland into a worldwide leader in plastics manufacturing. Named one of America's most responsible companies and proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics, Berry Global of Chippewa Falls. Back to action. Jabbed on the wall there by Karsten Rieg in the Husky zone. Cards in the attacking zone right here. There's a big hit, but a clean one on Eau Claire North's Gabe Bestel. Bestel with a goal here tonight. He got right back up, but you can see that stunned him just a little bit. Here's Chai High. It is Jackson Boland. Boland comes up, gives it to Drew Bobey, turns and guns one into the zone. Eau Claire North, though, had the numbers. Chai High was in the midst of a change. Jack Bobey, fresh legs on the ice here. And it's brought in by Carter Platt. He was rubbed on the wall, lost the puck. And here is Jackson Hoy. Hoy's going to carry it up the ice. Floats into the center circle. Gives it up to Jack Bovey. Jack is in the corner. Backhand pass right there for Jackson Hoy. But a one-timer into the mitt of Tristan Bach. And he'll hang on to that with 7:37 left to go.
Really starting to see the players settle in now. You know, you can tell that they're no longer nervous. They're just playing hockey. And we're really starting to see Chai High put some pressure on now.
Face off just below us in the left wing circle. Jack Bovey, man of the minute here for Chai High. Bovey can't win this draw, and it's going to be pushed out there by Hayden Bell for Eau Claire North. Back to the blue line, Chai High's blue line, as the puck slides into the left wing corner. Drake Bovey is there trying to scoop it up. Got puck support by Jack Bovey, and it's careened back in back of Bridger Fixmer. Chai High in the breakout here. Got it across the line, so Eau Claire North has to reset. And it's filtered off the wall all the way back down to the ECN zone. 7:05 and counting left to go. First period. Huskies up 1-0 on the power play goal by Gabe Bestel at 5:16 of the first. Here is Drake Bovey. Takes his time. Looks up the ice, but gives it right to Sam Feck, the All's conference defenseman. Tosses one in, and that one goes into the corner, and the Cards pick it up, and they'll carry him this one all the way down the ice with 6:40 left to go. Eau Claire North, there's the intercept by Small, then lost it. Isaac on the forecheck, can't get to the puck. It's going to be steered off the wall and back out to neutral ice, and a big hit just below us on Evan Esslinger, and he'll pop right back up too. Cards got it into the zone, but we're offside, so they had to touch the blue line, and Eau Claire North will clear to the Chai High zone. Huskies have it. Out at neutral is Jalen Pascal. Turns, wires a shot in. Easily saved there by Bridger, and it's loose right inside the Chai High zone. Here's a quick tap pass there by Jackson Hoym, trying to go out to center ice for Drew Bovey. And that one didn't work, and it pops right back to the Chai High zone. Here is Caden Sutter. Sutter into the zone, trying to create something. This one drops into the right wing corner. Now Chai High, one-on-one. Here is Jackson Hoym. Jackson comes in. Tried to use Sam Fex's screen, but ripped out of the air by Bach right there. Tristan Bach. And no dice for Jackson.
Yeah, it was a good save by the North goaltender. Jackson Hoyam has a heck of a shot.
He does.
That was, it was a great opportunity.
All right, face off in the Husky zone. Cards get it back, Owen Krista from Jack. And didn't have much room to maneuver. Just tried to dump a shot in on the goaltender, and it's going to come back to Caden Swoboda. Off the near wing boards, and it's loose out at center ice. And Eau Claire North hits the reset button. They go back to Jackson Kohler, the defenseman in his own zone. Chai high in the break right here. Tipped off the wall. Huskies hold it in. Goes into the right wing corner. 5:08 left to go, first period. Eau Claire North up 1-0. And here is Drake Bovey. Bovey's going to carry it up. Lots of real estate to work with here. Moves up to the red line. Dumps one right in on net. Off the blocker of Bakken into the left wing corner. Chai High starting to maneuver some new players out there, including Ben Carlson. And this one's going to come back out to neutral ice. And the puck wings out of the playing surface and through the Eau Claire North bench. And that will stop play with 4:44 left to go here in the first period.
That was a pretty heavy hit from Caden Swoboda.
It was.
He's not a big guy, but he packs a big punch, that's for sure.
Number 22 has had quite a saga this year, playing JV, played well at the JV level, starting at the varsity level now. And the puck along the yellow stripe out at neutral ice, and here comes Eau Claire North. They run it into the Chai High zone, and Jackson Boland, first guy to get there for the Cards. Boland harassed as he tried to carry it into the right wing corner and coughed it up for Jack Kine. And now it comes back to the point. Here's Cale Turner with a try. That was blocked by Ezra Lindstrom, and it floats back out to neutral ice. 4:08 left to go. Chai High down by one here with about 4 minutes left in the first period. Break wide pass for the Cards. Here is Jack Bovey. Over to Jackson Hoyne coming down the slot. Took a shot. Kicked out there by Tristan Bach. Here is Eau Claire North in transition. They throw to the left wing corner of the Chai High zone. Cards have it. Work it up to the near wing and up and out. And it's out of neutral, but tossed right back in again by the Huskies. 3:37 left to go. Chai High. It's Karsten Rieg waiting patiently behind his goaltender. Now to Jackson Hoyam. Hoyam pushed up against the wall, but delivered the puck. And it comes right back for Drake Bovey. Hoyam has got it. Looks up the ice. Throws a pass ahead there for Ben Carlson. Carlson pinched a little bit as he came in and lost the puck. Swoboda, this one's picked off, and here come the Huskies. Into the zone, left wing side. It's Noah Bestel. Bestel was driven hard into the wall, lost the puck. It comes loose on the near side. Ben Carlson's got it with 2:59 left to go. And here is Mason Johnson. Johnson trying to skip a pass ahead for Ben and beat the Huskies defensively back to their own zone. But Eau Claire North moves into the right wing corner. That's Hayden Bell with a centering pass. Cards read that one and sent it to the wall. And cleared all the way down by Chai High. This is going to be on net, so no icing call right here. 2.5 left to go, first period. Here are the Cards. Drake has got it. Drake is going to carry it through center circle. Dump one off the backhand in behind Bach, and the Cards in the forecheck right here. Breyer Niblett right there for Chai High. Had it for a moment, then lost it, and here's Eau Claire North. It is Nick Thompson. Thompson across the line. Had a shot that came off the stick of Isaac Small, and that slowed the trajectory of that one down a little bit. And it's along the near wall in the Card zone. Here's Jack Kine. Kine has got it for Eau Claire North. Set one in. Karsten Rieg is there to clean up. And this one sent around the boards with a minute 50 left to go. Still inside the Chai High zone. Finally, they dump it all the way down. They'll take the icing call as that line was starting to get a little tired there with a minute 44 left to go in the first period.
Last minute of the period is always super important. I'm sure Coach Parker is telling our defensemen, you know, no steps.
Yep.
You know, unless you're 100%, you know, it's
play it safe.
Absolutely, right, the last minute. Yep.
1:44 left to go, first period. Huskies up 1-0 on the power play goal by Gabe Bestel, who hurt us for a couple of goals the last game. And this one was tipped in front of the net, but we got a call right here, and a roughing call against Chi High. Karsten Rieg is going to sit for the 2 minutes of roughing and will go the rest of this way, a player down.
Yeah. So I didn't see it. It was behind the play, but like I said, it's going to be super important to stay out of the stuff like that. You know, these guys are going to want to try to draw those penalties.
Yep. Got to survive this one. Can't go down 2-0. 1:35 left to go. Face off in the Chi High zone. Along the near side is Carter Platt, the defenseman. Platt got it over towards Jack Kine. He lost it for a moment, but was still inside the zone. And this one's going to be picked by Mason Johnson, and he'll dangle in his own zone, dances around, and fires it all the way the length of the ice here with 1:14 left to go. It's going to roll around for Sam Feck. The big defenseman turns and dumps one in. And Bridger go out and stop that one and try to the heart around in his own zone. But Eau Claire North has it with a minute left to go in the period on this power play. It goes over to Feck. Feck gives it to Jack Kine. And there's the intercept. And dumped all the way down by Chi High with 40 seconds left to go in this first period. Here are the Huskies. On the near wing is Gabe Bestel. Bestel trying to send it off for Kine, and he was heading to the bench for the player change here. So that coughs up the puck, and Chi High's got a chance. Jack Bovey's going to scoop it up, send it back for his D. Rag some time off the clock with 17 seconds left to go in the period, and Huskies have to go the length of the ice here. And there's the intercept by Drew Bovey. That should do it for the period as we take it down to 4 seconds. 3, 2, 1. And that will end period number one. The Huskies still with 23 seconds on the man advantage to start the second period. Their power play pretty much broke down after an initial shot on net and didn't get a whole lot on that one. They lead it, though, 1-0 here on the power play goal by Bestel at 5:16.
Yeah. Much better kill from the Cardinals this time around, so that's a great thing to see. Hopefully that can lead into the next period. But other than that, super back-and-forth game. They don't have the shots up, but I'd have to think they're pretty close to even, maybe favoring North by
just
a couple,
little bit.
By just a few.
Yep.
Next goal could be the deciding factor. it really could.
Yeah. I mean, when you look at these teams and the games that they've played, you don't expect this to be a walk-off for either team. In fact, I'd be surprised if either team won by more than two goals.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I was talking to some of the coaches, and they were saying, well, it's a race to four.
Okay, that's about right.
I think that might even be high. It might be a race to three.
Yeah.
But if we don't score the next goal, it's going to be really hard to come back.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we both teams do really good job defensively right now, and it's just so close.
It sure is. All right. So, one period in the books here, this regional final at Eau Claire North with a 1-0 lead on the Chi High Cardinals here tonight. The winner moves on to face the winner of Eau Claire Memorial and Superior. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution team members and customer service representatives. Walk-in interviews are every Thursday from 2 until 5 at the Mason Company's corporate office, 1251 First Avenue in Chippewa Falls. Or you can apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com. That's masoncompaniesinc.com. We'll catch up with Landon Tease, our field reporter here for the season, in just a few minutes. Chi High trailing Eau Claire North 1-0 in this WIAA playoff game. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Nguyen and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Nguyen Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Nguyen Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Nguyen and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Nguyen Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Love three-day weekends? How about working 36 hours but getting paid for 40? It's not too good to be true. It's Wasota Tool in Chippewa Falls. Wasota Tool has openings for third-shift CNC machinists with a four-day work week. Starting wages are $58,000 or more with full benefits, 401k, and profit sharing. And you'll get three-day weekends to actually enjoy what you make. If you have machining experience or are currently in school, learn more and apply at wasotatool.com.
Home ice, home field, home court. Every team knows the advantage of playing at home. And when your real estate search needs that extra boost as well, call me. Hi, I'm Holly Bovey from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors. And for over two decades, I've been helping families find their homes right here in Chippewa Falls and the surrounding communities. Put my experience to work for you. Buying or selling, it pays to have that home team advantage. Call me anytime at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovey.com.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass. Number one, affordable auto glass repair and replacement. Two, custom cut glass and mirrors. Three, quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. Four, free mobile service. Five, window screen repair or replacement. And six, endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door. Proud to support Chippewa Falls Sports. Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts. PostGlassandMirror.com.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi High and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic Cod Fillet Dinner or Sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Halley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
Chi High Hockey tonight. The Cards trailing 1-0 in the regional final here at Hobbs Ice Center against Eau Claire North. Don't have the shots. I think they're pretty close. But Huskies scoring on a power play goal at 5:16 in the first from Gabe Bestel. The assist going to Ty Thompson. That has been it so far. Well, let's go over to Landon Tease, and he's got a special guest here between periods. Landon?
Thanks, Greg. I took a break from the student section, and I came over to you up here by the press box, and I'm with senior forward here, Trevor Bovey. And Trevor, obviously, you got hurt during football season. I was there first day of pads. Went up and broke your ankle, but see, missed a couple games of the hockey season, get to play a couple. Now you gotta have another surgery, so you're out. But so you went to practice this week. What was the energy like? What was practice feeling this week before you got prepared for North?
Yeah, the boys, it's obviously a big week with playoffs coming around. The boys know we gotta take it serious. It's do or die at this point, but practice was taken very serious. And I feel like the coaches put together a great practice plan throughout the week and got us well prepared for this game tonight against North.
So, Trevor, you're a four-year letter winner for hockey. So what was your favorite hockey memory with those 4 years being with the boys?
My favorite hockey memory was 2 years ago when we beat Hudson to go to the section or to state down at Madison. That was an unreal experience with all my teammates that I now call my brothers, and I'll never forget it.
And, you know, everybody, they call it the family and stuff. So what are you going to miss most, you know, being a senior leaving? What are you going to miss most by leaving hockey this year?
I think what I'll miss most is coming to practice every day and seeing the boys. We make some great memories throughout our 4 years. It just flies by way too fast, but for sure it's going to be hanging out with my teammates and all these moments. I'll just cherish them for the rest of my life. I'll never forget it.
All right, thanks, Trevor. I'll toss it back to you, Greg.
All right, great young man, Trevor Bovey. And he's going to go up to UMD, maybe play some summer baseball, but head up to Minnesota Duluth. Isn't that where you went?
Yeah, UMD? That's where I went, yeah.
That's probably why you wanted to go up there.
Oh, I talked him into it.
Okay, good
yeah.
for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Support your college, huh?
That's where Sawyer goes, too, his brother.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yep. Yeah.
And then Evan Esslinger and Karsten Rieger also going to go
They're going to go up to UMD.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody heading north here. Good job, good job. All right. Between periods here, it is 1-0 Eau Claire North over the Chi-High Cardinals in this WIA playoff game. And we'll come back, puck drop just moments away here on WOGO. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cvosm.com/WOGO for more information.
Quality, service, innovation, people, and community. This is Riverside Machine and Engineering. We are a precision machine shop that serves technically demanding industries. Our family-run business is hiring multiple positions: machinist, assembler, maintenance manager, designer, programmer, and engineer. We offer challenging hands-on work in a clean and modern shop in Eau Claire. Apply today at riversidemachine.com. Riverside Machine. We build it right every time because we know there's a lot at stake.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Online education is nothing new at Lakeland University. We've been leading the way for over 25 years. We call this learning opportunity Blend Ed, on-site or online. You'll call it the most flexible and convenient way to earn a degree your way. Trust the leader in online learning. Attend classes in real time, virtually from anywhere. Blend Ed at Lakeland University, your only an internet connection away. To learn more, visit lakeland.edu/get started.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies. Apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
Cards Hockey from Hobbs Ice Center in Eau Claire tonight. Chi-High trails this one 1-0 on the power play goal at 5:16 of the first by Gabe Bestel. And Cards trying to generate some offense. That's been tough. Although Chi-High's scoring on a clip of 4.16 goals per game, it kind of pads the stats a little bit when you score 12 against Ashland and don't give anything up.
Yeah.
So Chi-High, the modus operandi this year has just been a lack of scoring.
Yeah. You know, Coach Parker always says, you know, the major flaws, you know, rear their ugly head in the playoffs.
That's
and
right.
It's kind of looking that way right now. I mean, I feel like we haven't really gone to the dirty areas yet, so I'm hoping that's something that they'll focus on in the locker room, and I'm sure they did. And hopefully the team reacts to that and kind of comes out and decides, you know, hey, we're gonna get to the paint because that's what it's going to take to beat these guys.
Yeah, just listen to your coaches. Do what they say.
Yep.
The dirty stuff wins hockey games.
In the playoffs especially against a team like North that kind of packs that middle, you know, the house, as they call it. They jam it in there, so it's really hard to get shots from the outside with any sort of consistency, and the goalie usually has a clean path, so it's like, all right, shoot for a rebound. See
right.
if we can't get them tighter.
Yeah, you bet. Well, engage in the conversations about high school sports in your community and throughout Wisconsin. Take your tablet, your smartphone or cell phone, and follow the WIAA on its Twitter accounts at WIAAWI for general information, at WIAAWI State for the state tournament updates, and at WIAAWI Scores to share game scores. You can also friend the WIAA on Facebook and find them on Instagram. Connect with the WIAA today. Huskies will have 23 seconds on a power play that ran the bulk at the end of the first period. All right, we're going to take a minute break, and then we'll have puck drop here on WOGO Radio. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
My name is Tracy Smiski, and I am the market president of Northwestern Bank for the Eau Claire area. Northwestern Bank has done a really good job of selecting people that work very well together and create a team atmosphere that comes through in everything that we do. And building stronger communities where people matter is our mission, and I believe that our employees live that.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
Every parent knows their child is special, but at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, that's exactly how my child and I feel.
At Smiles in Motion, their focus is on providing truly special dental care and experiences so children develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime. Their board-certified pediatric dentists are specialists in the smiles of infants, children, and teens, including those with special needs. They're experts in pediatrics and in having fun. Meet the team and take a tour of our amazing child-friendly office at sim4kids.com.
Chi High, Eau Claire North. Cards hit the ice first. Here comes Tristan Bach, the goaltender for the Huskies, and his teammates to start the second period. Well, don't let a lingering sports injury keep you from being at your best. At Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers will get you back in the game. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cbosm.com/WOGO. Once again, that's cbosm.com/WOGO. High school buckets to follow this. Mark Halverson will have the call for Chi High hosting Eau Claire Memorial in Chippewa to follow our game. And here we go. Second period underway. Huskies have the power play for another 20 seconds, and they set it up back in their own zone. Here is Kine. Kine drops it back for Caden Sutter, and they play catch along the blue line. Dropped gently off the boards and scraped up there by Kine in a one-timer on net. Big save right there by number one, Bridger Fixmer, and it's cleared, and that'll do it for the power play. Huskies 1-for-2 on the man advantage. Chi High 0-for on their one attempt. And here is Brayden Philman into the zone for the Huskies. Philman finds the back of the net. Well, he came in on the right side, faked the shot, drug it along the paint, and found the back of the net there. And Bridger was just kind of hung out to dry.
The Cardinals got stuck in transition. The Huskies floated, number 22, I can't remember his name, floated him out by the blue line. He made a nice play. And then they crisscrossed in the offensive zone, and the defenseman got turned around, and it was just basically a 1-on-0 right in front of the net.
Oh, a heartbreaker right there. 36 seconds. That was an even strength goal. 36 seconds into the period, Coop. That one. Wow. So the Cards are down by a deuce. Lack of scoring. They cannot give up another goal here. They've got to get the next one. That is key. Here is Jackson Boland. They're going to have to really turn the afterburners on now. Karsten Rieg in the corner in the Chi High zone. This one comes back, fanned on by Kohler. And Mason Johnson trying to skip ahead and see if he can burn the Husky defense, but they caught up to him as Eau Claire North comes in. Here is Remy Rosbach. His shot knocked down, cleared by Chi High, but right onto the tape of Jackson Kohler. We can't give up the puck to Eau Claire North that easy. Here is Karsten Rieg. Rieg will wrap it around the boards, but not up and out. And it's dumped in the left wing corner. Now it slides over on the far boards. Chi High had it for a moment. That was small. He lost it, but picks it up as he found it again. And on the near side is Jackson LeMay, who got a lot of ice time against Ashland. LeMay will float this one back out to neutral ice, but dumped right back in by the Huskies. 15:08 left to go. There's a shot on net. Big save by Bridger. And it ricochets on the far wall and up and out. And the Cards have it back in their own zone. Looking up is Karsten Rieg. Shy High's had too many errant breakout passes right to Eau Claire North players. 14:46 left to go. Here are the Huskies, skipped in right there. And Eau Claire North comes in. Gabe Bestel's got a goal here tonight. Try to lay one in for Carter Plott as he was heading down between the wheels. And this one's going to be nudged back out by Jack Bovey. Cards have it. Up the ice on the far side is Ezra Lindstrom. Lindy lays one into the left wing corner and jammed up on the wall and kicked ahead by Drake Bovey. Not much going for Chi High right now. Here's Jack, and he carried in on the backhand and then was rubbed. The puck came off his stick. And backtracking is Jackson Hoym. Turns, rips a shot into the zone, into the Husky zone. 3 minutes gone of the period. Eau Claire North with a 2-0 lead, looking to play against Memorial or Superior. Here are the Huskies, one-timer on net. Jumping out to meet him was Bridger. That's off the stick of Gabe Bestel, and it comes right back to the point for Eau Claire North. And Jack Bovey trying to locate it. Now it comes right in front of the cage, and there's Drake Bovey, who's going to carry it up the ice himself. Drake lost it at center ice, but right there is Owen Krista. Turns and dumps a pass in wide of the cage in the Husky zone. Hammered off the window, and Eau Claire North had a player that was Remy Rosbach hanging around near our own zone with no coverage.
Got lucky
but
there.
Fortunately, it came off hard off the window and beyond his reach. Otherwise, he was looking at a breakaway chance.
Absolutely. And Drake Bovey got stuck deep in the zone, and I'm not even sure what he was trying to accomplish there, but that just can't happen in a playoff game.
13:25 left to go. Turning and firing a shot was Owen Krista, point-blank range. But it went over Bach and up out of play. So they'll face off in the left-wing wheel in the Husky zone. 13:20 left to go in this second period. Chi High down by two. Ben Carlson trying to force it right toward the cage as he took the draw. And it just skipped wide. And this one's going to come back to the Cards blue line. Evan Esslinger will turn it up the ice and into the Huskies zone. Wrapped around the boards. Eau Claire North getting there. Bach handing it back for his D. Jackson Kohler. Kohler wings it off to his right. And now they'll just punch it off the end boards, trying to open up some space and time here. Owen Krista has it, trying to get something cooking from the Husky zone, but that was intercepted. And here comes Remy Rosbach, rubbed on the wall by Karsten Rieg. And this is going to be Mason Johnson looking up the ice for Ben Carlson. Carlson tapped it ahead. Now he's got a chance. Ben moves in and shoots, and it just went wide. Here's a ricochet shot by Carlson as he came around and found the loose change himself, and the save made by Bach right there. It is Jack Kine into the zone. Kine had it stripped, and Chi High in transition lost the puck at the Husky blue line. It's kicked around between the two teams with 12:11 left to go and rolls into the Husky zone, and this one's going to be cleared all the way down. Icing is going to be called against Eau Claire North. 12:02 left to go, second period. Season's winded down. Right now, it looks as if Cards are going to be on the losing end if they can't get something going here.
You know, yeah. And honestly, I feel like our third line is putting more pressure on than any other lines. We really need to see those seniors start to pick it up.
Time running out for Chi High. What do we have, 13 seniors on this team?
13, yeah.
Playing their last game, perhaps, if they don't get it going as a team here. Here is LeMay in the corner. Hammered into the wall, but the puck still inside the Husky zone. Backhanded down deep by Lindstrom and cleared by Eau Claire North. Here they come across the Chi High line, and Gabe Bestel launches a shot. A wrist shot into the mitt of Bridger Fixmer. Face off in the Chi High zone, 11:44 to go. Second period. Well, as that small chip in your windshield turned into a big crack, call White City Glass today. They serve all of Western Wisconsin, White City Glass. Face off in the left wing circle, Chi-High zone. Huskies, clean win back to the D, and this one ricocheted out of play as Jackson Hoym was in on the Husky defenseman. That's been a problem, too, this year. Faceoffs. We're not a faceoff winning team in general terms here. And this one dropped into the left wing corner in the Chi-High zone. Cards trying to carry it out. Can't do it. Loose in the high slot. And Karsten Wieg is going to jump in, the defenseman himself, and play the puck ahead. Into the Husky, into the ice, and here's Chi-High. It is Jackson Hoym trying to turn and throw it in. We had the net get nudged a bit and come off its post. So that'll stop play here with 11:19 left to go, second period.
Appears the Cardinals made some line changes, moving Jack Bovey back in between his brother Drew and Jackson Hoym. I like that move.
Yeah, they thought they'd shake the tree just a little bit coming in here tonight. That was the move they wanted to make. Nice if that one paid off here. Racing for it in the corner is Jackson Hoym. Number 8, got to it, touched the puck, bounces around inside the zone. Here is Jack Bovey trying to scoop it up. But the pick by Eau Claire North, and that one's cleared all the way down. Another icing call here against the Huskies. Basketball to follow. Chi-High and Eau Claire Memorial in Chippewa. Mark Halverson will have the play-by-play call for you a little later on tonight after our game. 2-0. Chi-High in the hole here against Eau Claire North. 11:01 left to go, second period. And the draw in the Husky zone. Glanced into the right wing corner. Mason Johnson can't chase it down, and Eau Claire North will flop this one out of their own defensive zone. Here is Hayden Bell. Bell looks it over. Bell harassed as he tried to come out by Mason Johnson, and this one lifted into the Chi-High zone. Another icing call right here against the Huskies. 2-0. Chi-High trails it on the road at Hobbs in the regional final. Well, Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter, and very, very proud to support local athletics in Chippewa Falls. Cards trying to make a change. The players on defense, and the players are sent back in. As the official said, no, you didn't make it in time. Changes made down in that end of the ice, right in front of the Chi-High bench. And here's Mason Johnson for the Cards, reaching down. He scooped the puck, sent it back for his D, but they couldn't climb in time. And this is going to roll all the way to the west end of the barn. Chased down there by Karsten Rieg. Glanced off the wall by Ben Carlson. And the Huskies have it right here at their own blue line. This is Cale Turner. Turner plays it ahead now and into the Chi-High zone. Nick Thompson with a chance right there. Backhanded a pass in the left wing circle. That one was deflected into the corner by a Chi-High stick with 10 minutes exactly left to go here in the second period. Here are the Huskies. It is Nick Thompson again, turning and ripping a shot that deflected up and out of play with 9:56 left to go, second period.
Great one-on-one by Karsten Rieg there. Followed his guy across, where last time on that, when Renor scored, they got turned around. They kind of fixed that. That's good to see.
Rieg, one of those seniors, hoping not to play in his final game as a high school player here. And Drake Bovey, another senior's got it for Chi-High. Bovey off a dasher on the near side, up and out to neutral ice. And here's Eau Claire North. A pass ahead intended for Caden Sutter. He couldn't cup the puck in on the receive end. And this one is loose at neutral ice. And here's Drew Bovey. Drew spied Jackson Hoym ahead. Couldn't get the pass to him. But Drake Bovey's got it right here. And he'll backhand a tip ahead to the Eau Claire North zone. Huskies have it right here. A pass feathered in on net, but easily stopped there by Bridger. And he'll hang out with 9:14 left to go in the second period.
these neutral ice turnovers are really kind of what's killing us.
Yeah, it just breaks down everything, doesn't it?
We're really, really struggling to get that line and get it deep, and I'm not sure if it's because they're applying pressure or if we're just losing the puck. Sometimes it just seems like we're just almost handing it to them.
Exactly. Thinking the same thing. Here's a pitch, long pitch out, one-on-one. Isaac Small. Small's in and then was pushed off the puck by Jalen Pascal into the corner. Small's had a chance, but couldn't get to the hole. This one pops back out to neutral ice. Evan Esslinger stops, throws it in. Small trying to pick it in the zone. Came underneath the stick at Eau Claire North. Back in the Chi-High zone on the attack here. This one rolls around from left to right of the half wall and the cards into the ice. Isaac Small turned and rifled one, but right to the point. And that's Jalen Pascal right on. A shot from the point, saved by Bridger. And here is Rieger. Karsten Rieger picks it up, tosses it off the window, and there is an icing call on Chi-High with 8:20 left to go, second period. You wouldn't call too many chances for Chi-High, you know, really good opportunities here tonight.
Wouldn't you say maybe two? Two stick out in my mind.
Just really struggling offensively all year, but particularly tonight. You always think, okay, we're going to unload tonight, but not happening so far. Still a lot of time left, though. 2-0 the score, but next one has to be for Chi-High, or it might be game over. This one comes back to Jake Bestel. Bestel at the point, laid a soft shot in on net, and here's Chi-High in the breakout. Mason Johnson turning, sending it up for Ben Carlson, number 19's got it, moves it into the zone. Johnson behind him. Here is Ben with a shot thumped out from Kristen Bach into the corner. Best chance maybe of the night off number 19 stick. This one into the right wing corner. Scrum developing right there. Comes back to the point. The keep right there by Swoboda. Turns it around the boards. Chi-High trying to get to it. That's Owen Krista back to Swoboda. Holds the zone. Swoboda just laid that one a little deeper into the zone, but Eau Claire North able to clear. And Chi-High has to touch up. 7:25 left to go, second period. This is Jackson Hoyne. Rolls the puck from right to left in the Eau Claire North zone, but it pops back out. And Chi-High regathers and laces one into the Husky into the ice. Right along the center stripe there for Drew Bovee. And it comes clean. Here's Eau Claire North, but an offside call or a hand pass. I was going to say, they did look like offsides, and I think the whole Husky bench erupted, but I think they thought it was going to be an offsides call. It was a hand pass.
Yep.
And a discussion with the referees and Caden Sutter of the Huskies right there. Looked legit. 7:02 left to go, second period. Cards down by a deuce, and Huskies have it right here. They work... The defenseman left to right. Now it's loose out in front and covered by Bridger.
Now, that puck kind of snuck out in front of Bridger there. And I think he was like, ooh, look what I found.
Yeah.
Just hopped on.
What's this thing doing out here? Yeah. Boy, it's going to be odd next year not to say Bridger Fixmer.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's going to be awkward.
Fixmer has been a fixture for 4 years here. All-state goaltender for Chi-High.
Then the four years before that, we had Jaden Hoople. I mean, two great goaltenders in a row.
I know. 6:56 left to go in the period. Second period. Cards trail at 2-0. Eau Claire North will lob this one down in the left wing corner. Comes back, top of the wheel. There's a shot. Stopped on the skate of Drake Bovee. And he moved up. The pass is just not there. Drake was skating up, looking for Drew Bovee. And... even though the last names are the same, they couldn't connect, and that's kind of been the deal all night, maybe the deal all season.
Yeah, it's
where
kind of been...
guys are just not connecting on passes either. They're not seeing players, or they're the errant passes or whatever. But when it breaks down there, it is hard to recover. You have to almost go back to your own zone and start over.
Exactly. And North has iced the puck so much tonight, and we've had so many offensive zone faceoffs, and it just seems like we just haven't done anything with them.
Here is Gabe Bestel. Bestel wings his way up the ice, weaves into the Chi-High zone. Not going to carry in the left wing corner. Centered one up, but there was nobody there in the powder blue. And Chi-High able to clear to the Husky into the ice. 6-6. Chi-Hi just appears to be a step behind at times here tonight. Here's Jackson LeMay. He was crunched between a couple of players. Comes back to the point. Swoboda has got it. And we got a delayed call right here. And it's going to go against Eau Claire North. 5:46 left to go. Penalty coming up on the Huskies. And there it is, touched. And that will draw the call right here.
And 22 Cards, North is going back to the bench, but he's actually going to the box for head contact.
So Chi-Hi will get another chance at the power play. The first one really wasn't that bad. Some of our best chances on the night came on that first power play.
He's questioning why he went, but
Caden Sutter went back to the bench, and he's like, I don't think I want to do this, but he finally got coaxed to go in the penalty box. So I think he was trying to hide from the referees there or something. Anyway, 5:41 left to go, second period. Chi-Hi on the power play. We need this one right here in the right-wing corner of the Husky zone. It is Jackson Kohler right there for Eau Claire North. And Mason Johnson battling with him, but it's going to be brought out by Kohler. Kohler taking his time up the ice. 1:43 left to go. Centering pass for Eau Claire North. And that one tipped aside by Bridger. And here comes Owen Krista. Krista getting some help now with some fresh bodies on the ice, including Karsten Rieg. On the far side is Jackson Boland, jammed up against the wall, but it popped loose, and the Cards have to hit the reset button here with 1:22 left to go on the power play. Ben Carlson, the drop there for Owen Krista. Quick shot, hoping to deflect off the stick of Ben. Here's a shot from the high slot by Karsten Rieg. And the net got pushed back, so that'll stop play here with 1:10 left to go on the faceoff coming up in the Husky end.
Finally, some shots with traffic out front, like I've been preaching all game. The goalie could not see two of those shots. We missed the net, but we need to keep doing that. And 5-on-5, doesn't matter if you're on the power play or not.
Right. 1:10 to go on the power play, 4:51 remaining in this second period. And the faceoff to the glove side of Tristan Bach, right wheel here, and little miscue on the drop here, so we'll do it again. Jack Bovey in at the dot for Chi-Hi against Noah Bestel for Eau Claire North. Bovey with a clean win right there. They get it back for Swoboda on the near wing point and cough it up, and Swoboda's got to chase it down back at his own blue line. Hands off to Drake Bovey. Will bank one in off the right wing wall here, and Chi-Hi in the attack right here. This is Drew Bovey. Bovey's going to carry it rink wide. Bovey in the left wing corner. One of the Huskies lost his stick. That was Noah Bestel. Chi-Hi gets a little open ice right here. Set out off the left post. Kicked aside, and here comes Jack Bovey with a one-timer. Oh, the bat door was left open. And unfortunately, never came to Drew Bovey. It was scooped aside. And here is Eau Claire North. Noah Bestel launches one as he was surrounded by Cardinals as he came in shorthanded and sent some rubber on Bridger right there. And number one will make the save, and the Cards will change up some players right here.
Jackson Hoym almost pulled off the Michigan, where you pull it up on your stick and come around the net. And I mean, I've seen him do that twice, and I've seen him get it once in practice, and he actually scored, but he almost
tough thing to
that.
Do in game play, right?
I couldn't do that if I practiced.
20 seconds to go on the power play. WOGO Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Second period. Cards down. A pair here to Eau Claire North in the regional final. This is Karsten Rieg. Glanced away from some pressure. And turning and ripping the shot is Mason Johnson. Bach got a piece of that. Back to the D. Here is Rieg. Rieg to Johnson. He's going to take a shot, and that one got to the goaltender and thumped off a pad into the right wing corner, but cleared by the Husky D. And that'll do it for the power play. Eau Claire North back to full strength here with 3:29 left to go. And I think they might call an icing call here against Chi-Hi as they set it in right after time expired in the power play. 3:29 left to go. Time ticking down in the season here.
Yeah, definitely. But good power play by the Cardinals. Just need a little puck luck there, really, and we didn't quite get it.
Cards hammer the puck to the blue line. Here's Small. Small hands off for Jackson Boland. Boland carried it to the center stripe, and this one's going to be Isaac Small. Sends it back for regrouping here to Karsten Rieg. They go rink wide over to Lindy. Lindy with the wrist shot into the zone, and here is Small. Small got a good chance to thread the needle there as there was traffic out in front of Bach, but just missed the net by a few inches. This one ricochets in the corner. Small's got it, digs it off the wall. Harassed by Ty Thompson. He's got probably a foot on Isaac Small, and Thompson able to muscle that one to the blue line, but still in the zone. 2:39 left to go here in the second period. Puck caught up on the dasher on the far side. Chai Hai organizes, gets into the zone. And here is Jackson LeMay with a one-timer. And that was eaten up by Bach, who had a good look at it. Off LeMay's stick with 2:28 left to go.
Really starting to see the Cardinals roll now. This is the type of hockey I've been hoping to see them play all night long. Getting good opportunities, removing the puck well, we're getting traffic up front. It's really starting to come together. They need to keep this pace up.
2:28 left in the period. There's still time, but we cannot let North score the next goal.
Oh, if they score the next goal, it's going to be a miracle.
Yeah. 2:28, puck drop in the Husky zone. Chai trails it 2-0, a goal for North in the first, and then a quick one in the second. And that's where we stand right now. Clean win for Chai Hai. They get it back for Reed Post. Turns and fires a shot, but it was knocked down in front. Here comes Eau Claire North. On the near wing is Nick Thompson. Big hit there by delivered by Drake Bobey. Lost the puck, and Chai Hai turns it back to the Husky end of the ice. Here's Drew Bobey in the corner. Bobey dropped on the check there from Jalen Pascal. And it's on the inboards, in behind Tristan Bach. This one's going to slide off from right to left, and the Huskies jam it off the wall into the Chai Hai zone. Here is Thielman. Thielman comes in, and broken up a bit there by Drake Bobey. It careens into the near wing corner and pops right back to Drake, and he's going to carry it up the ice himself to the center circle. Comes in, reaches down, throws a puck into the right wing corner. Chai Hai with a chance! Oh! Picked up and set in there. Jackson Holm. I think they lost Jackson as he came in, and he just found a little opening there between the left pad and the post on Tristan Bach, and the Cards have scored even strength.
Well, I think, well, that's all I can say.
What can you say?
That's a sneaky, sneaky play. Coming around the net. I don't even know if a mouse could have fit through that hole, but he found it.
15:28 of the second period. Jackson Holm, I'm sure that's going to be an unassisted goal as the Huskies turn the puck over in their own zone. And Jackson picks up the goal for Chai Hai, his 10th of the season. Boy, it's a whole new ball game right now. 2-1. Chai Hai trails it here with 1:09 left to go. Just unfortunate that the Cards had to wait one plus period to really turn the afterburners on here.
Yeah. But you could see that goal coming. You could feel it. I think the Cardinals were just kind of just had to get lucky once. And,
yep,
man, what a play from the freshman.
Yeah. And I think they just kind of lackadaisical the thing back in their own zone.
Yeah, yeah. The we caught the Huskies getting lazy, and we took advantage of it. It's awesome.
2-1. I always expect this to be a close game, and here we are. 2-1, the score, Eau Claire North ahead. And the Cards on the attack again. Jackson Holm right back in it. Inside the zone by a few feet. Launched a shot, and here comes Eau Claire North. It is Caden Sutter moves in. There's a shot. Kicked around to the paint. And scooped up by the Huskies. They try to jam it. Carter Plant on the near wing tried to stuff it in, but Bridger would not give an inch. And he hangs on with 40 seconds to go in the period. And the faceoff coming up in the Chai Hai zone as Bridger kind of shakes his head a little bit after that traffic out in front of the senior goaltender. Faceoff in the Chai Hai zone. Huskies have it. This is Caden Sutter. Wraps it off the wall. Comes back to the point. Held there by Eau Claire North's D. Wrapped around the wall here by Chai High. Jack Bovey's got it for the Cards. He'll dive in his own zone. Open up some space here. Looks ahead off the stick of Drew Bovey. And, well, I thought Bovey got it with his stick. And he claims he did. That wouldn't be an icing call. But apparently they said it didn't touch his lumber there.
Yeah, that was pretty. That was just a missed call there. The puck clearly was redirected.
18.3 on the clock here at the end of the second. And the Cards trailing 2-1. And the goal by Jackson Hoym, a sophomore, moments ago. Chai High with the cough up in their own zone, but back it into the net, or maybe pushed into the net, was Brayton Thillman. I think Thillman dislodged the cage there. So we'll hit the reset button here with 12.2 seconds left to go in the second period. Face-off just beneath us here at Hobbs. Eau Claire Memorial will play the nightcap here against Superior in that regional final. This one's going to pop across the line, or did it? I thought it did, but they're going to say it was held cleanly at the point with 1 second left to go. That'll take it down. And one final hit on Mason Johnson at the end of the period, but no call on that one. Johnson went down hard in the Husky zone, but he's going to skate off to the locker room here.
Apparently they didn't want to call interference on that one.
So 2-1. Everything looks different now for Chai High. We're still not getting a lot of scoring chances, but all we need is just a couple more, and we can hold them here.
Exactly.
Who knows what can happen?
Really saw the Cardinals turn a corner the second half of that period. You can see the North team kind of, like I said, they're kind of icing the puck a lot. And I think that's just because we were slowly applying pressure more and more and more, and that's how they were relieving it. But we need more. We need, like you said, you know, not a ton of chances, but we need to capitalize on the few that we get.
Yep. 2-1 our count here after two on WOGO. Shots were 9-6 in favor of the Cards in the second period, and we trail it by one here on WOGO Radio. We'll be back in 3 minutes. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
The Medicine Shop knows that getting sick is about as fun as a relaxing bubble bath with no hot water and piranhas. Or walking barefoot in the morning when your cat left you a surprise.
Oh.
And so did the puppy.
Are you kidding me?
Getting sick is no fun, but at least you have the Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Switch your checking account to Royal Credit Union and discover a better way to bank. Royal Credit Union is a financial co-op, not a corporation, so we return earnings to our members. That means you get low or no fees for account services and better rates on deposits and loans. You'll also have all the digital tools you need at your fingertips, so managing your account is easy. Royal is ready to help you discover the credit union difference. Switch to Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/checking-change. Insured by NCUA.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Location. It's very important. But what happens when you can't get to the glass repair shop to fix your windshield? Call White City Glass. They'll come to you. It doesn't matter if you're in Abbotsford, Arcadia, Rice Lake, or Hudson, or any place in between. They've installed thousands of windshields in thousands of places for 50 years. They know what they're doing. It's your car. It's your choice. Tell your insurance company you insist on White City Glass.
White City Glass.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Cards hockey here tonight, WOGO, AM 680, 103.1 FM, and WOGO.com. Cards found themselves down 2-0. Gabe Bestel scored for Eau Claire North, a power play goal at 5:16 of the first, and then they came right out of the chute in the second, and it was a Brayton Thillman goal 36 seconds into the second period, and things were looking kind of bleak as Chi Hockey went through the motions early in the second period, but a seeing eye shot there by Jackson Hoym, the sophomore, at 15:28 of the second, found a little opening behind Tristan Bach, or in front of Bach, and wound up scoring, and that makes it 2-1 as we go at the end of the second period. Shots 9-6 in favor of Chi High in that period. Yeah, let's go over to Landon Tease. He's got a special guest. And Landon, what is the theme here tonight?
All right, thanks, Greg. We're over here on the other side of the ice. The theme tonight was white lies, so everybody's got their white T-shirts on and got white lies on. I'm with a big old lineman here, Sam Angel, first-team honorable mention in the conference, and he's got a shirt that says, I wear a small, so we all know that doesn't happen with the big old lineman in Chippewa Falls. But, Sam, you know, a big road game tonight here in the playoffs, so what made you decide to come to Eau Claire and cheer on the Cardinals?
You know, it's round two. I don't usually get to come out to many of these, so I like to... whenever I can, I come out here and make a bunch of noise, you know, support the boys.
And you obviously go to a lot of other outings and stuff, but, you know, when Drake posts the out, what's the out that you want to see? What's your favorite out that we do as a student section?
It's definitely Hawaiian because, you know, everyone's got Hawaiian shirts. My favorite seasonal one is definitely Halloween.
And you know, you're a senior, you know, 4 years, you've been to a lot of sporting events, but do you have a most favorable one, a most memorable one that you were at this year?
Yeah, this fall when we beat Stevens Point and Carson Bovey ran in the 2-point to go to round two of the playoffs, that was definitely my favorite.
All right, we'll send it back up to you, Greg. You know, only down a goal here. We're really putting up a fight against these guys, so we'll see if we can't come out on top here.
All right, Landon, thank you very much. Yeah, I love that T-shirt. I wear a small. Landon, what does yours say? What's your T-shirt say?
Mine says... I didn't meet my girlfriend on Tinder, and me and my girlfriend met on Tinder about 3 months ago, so.
I love it. Love the theme. Every night you guys come out, it's terrific. Thanks a lot, Landon. Appreciate it. All right, 2-1 our score. Chi High trails Eau Claire North. The winner moves on to face the victor of the second game here tonight, Eau Claire Memorial and Superior. I imagine that Spartans will be, if they're not here already, they'll be entering the barn here very shortly for that one. So this place is rocking here tonight with a couple of high school hockey games. So don't get out in the cold. The Medicine Shop offers free local delivery, and you can receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products when you transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. 2-1 Eau Claire North after two. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
It's not turnover, it's growth. When Wasota Tool says they're hiring for CNC machinists, it's not because people are leaving. In fact, the majority of their team has been with the company for 19 years or more. No, Wasota Tool is rapidly growing and looking for full-time CNC machinists for second shift. Work in a bright, clean, fully climate-controlled facility with gold standard benefits and wages starting at $58,000 or more, depending on experience. Apply today at wasotatool.com.
Life sure takes us a lot of places, but no matter how far away we go, there's just something about coming home. Hi, I'm Holly Bovee from Coldwell Banker Bernizer Realtors and a Chi-Hi alumna, and I've been helping families find their homes for over 2 decades. To all of our student athletes, enjoy every moment of this year. And remember, no matter where life takes you, Chippewa Falls will always be your home. Call me at 715-577-HOME or find me at hollybovee.com.
Six Ways Post Glass and Mirror has you covered for anything glass. Number one, affordable auto glass repair and replacement. Two, custom cut glass and mirrors. Three, quick replacement of fogged or broken windows. Four, free mobile service. Five, window screen repair or replacement. And six, endless colors and styles for your perfect custom shower door. Proud to support Chippewa Falls Sports. Post Glass and Mirror, your glass experts. PostGlassAndMirror.com.
Berry Global, innovators of plastic. Starting out as a small hometown company from Indiana, Berry has grown into a worldwide multi-billion dollar public corporation. Berry Global is proud of its small town heritage and loves being part of the Chippewa Falls community. From roots in America's heartland to becoming a leader in plastics manufacturing around the globe, Berry attributes its success to its loyal team members. Named one of America's most responsible companies. Proud to support Chi-Hi and McDonald Athletics. Berry Global in Chippewa Falls.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's of Lake Alley is now hiring with wages up to $18 an hour. Apply in person or at culvers.com.
We all remember our glory days, catching a touchdown, unleashing the perfect slap shot, or watching your three float through the net. But now, maybe a lingering injury makes those days just a memory. Get back to your best with Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. With their team of highly trained sports medicine orthopedic surgeons and athletic trainers, maybe those glory days won't seem so far away. Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine in Altoona and Chippewa Falls. Visit cbosm.com/WOGO. For more information.
Successfully buying a new home or hoping to sell your current one involves lots of important pieces. You need a realtor who knows the local market, a title company who knows the ropes, and a mortgage lender who can provide the right home loan for you. And there's one place that offers it all under one local roof. Wisconsin Realty, Wisconsin Title Services, and Wisconsin Credit Union, who work as a team to take care of all your home buying or selling needs while also taking good care of you. With real estate agents who know how to help you find the perfect home or price yours just right. Title service pros who'll make sure your closing goes smoothly. And lenders who offer great rates and service your mortgage locally for the life of the loan. So, when it's time to buy or sell a home, find out why Wisconsin Credit Union, Realty, and Title Services are your best move. Just visit us in person or online. Membership eligibility required for mortgage loans, not required for realty or title services. Equal housing opportunity. Member NCUA.
Chi-Hi Hockey tonight from Hobbs Ice Center. Greg Stewart along with Cooper Fosvick here tonight and Dawson Halverson back at our WOGO studios. Landon Tease along the way too between periods here tonight in Chi-Hi with a late second period goal off the stick of Jackson Hoym, the sophomore. An unassisted tally just kind of caught Eau Claire North sleeping and woke the crowd up too. 15:28, the time of that one. And just put Chi-Hi back in the ball game here. We trail it 2-1 as we tick it down to the face-off here to start the third and decisive period. Well, as a working adult, there's more than one way to get an education. Lakeland University has you covered with Blend Ed, flexible learning options for the way you want to learn. Discover more at lakeland.edu/blended. It's lakeland.edu/blended. Just a couple of minutes away from the face-off here as we start the third period, and we will be back. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Quality, service, innovation, people, and community. This is Riverside Machine and Engineering. We are a precision machine shop that serves technically demanding industries. Our family-run business is hiring multiple positions. Machinist, assembler, maintenance manager, designer, programmer, and engineer. We offer challenging hands-on work in a clean and modern shop in Eau Claire. Apply today at riversidemachine.com. Riverside Machine. We build it right every time because we know there's a lot at stake.
Hi, this is Dave Check, attorney and owner of the Check Law Office. I've been a part of the Chippewa Falls community for most of my life. It's where I grew up and where I started my practice. My motto at the Check Law Office has always been to provide people with the same legal service that I would expect if my own family needed an attorney. You meet with me directly and you are treated like part of the team. My goal has always been to get problems solved as efficiently and inexpensively as possible. I have proudly fought for Chippewa Falls on the field, as a coach, and as an attorney. Don't hesitate to add the Check Law Office to your team.
Go to work or get a degree. Work, degree. Work, degree.
Do both with Lakeland University's award-winning cooperative education program. Co-op lets you earn up to a full year of academic credit for your work experience. Whether you've just graduated high school or have been out in the workforce for years, we will customize an option that meets your personal and professional goals, so you literally work towards a quality degree. Lakeland has options for everyone, no matter where you are on your employment and education journey. Get started now at lakeland.edu.
Current job falling just a bit short. Score a great new career with Mason Companies. Mason Companies is now hiring distribution center team members and customer service representatives. If your career feels like it's sitting on the bench, get back in the game. With Mason Companies, apply online at masoncompaniesinc.com or stop in with open interviews every Thursday from 2 to 5 p.m. at the Mason Companies corporate office, 1251 First Avenue, Chippewa Falls.
Eau Claire North Huskies lead it 2-1 as we go to the third here on WOGO Radio. See if the Cards can tie this baby up. Ben Carlson tips it ahead, but right onto the tape of Jalen Paschal for Eau Claire North. There's a giveaway out of neutral. Karsten Rieg had it for a moment. Tried to send it in. It was stopped as it came to the blue line. And Eau Claire North has it midway in their own zone. Pitched ahead here for Caden Sutter. Turns and tries to march in, but had it swept off his stick and loose. And here is Owen Krista. Krista went down hard. He is still on the ice, and Owen is hurt, writhing in pain, and a whistle stops play right here. And Krista got into it with Jackson Kohler. I don't know if he got caught up inside the helmet there or what, but he is in some pain on the ice.
Owen Krista is one of the toughest players I have ever seen, and if he is laying down on the ice, he is hurting.
He's a football player. Heard his name a lot with Chi-High football. And trainers come out to attend to him right here.
This is not something you want to see from a senior.
So. Nope. Scott Parker out there as well. Just 33 seconds into the period here. He and Jackson Kohler were going at it for a while there. And
yeah, I think
I
he just kind of, yeah.
Stick caught there or something. Kohler struggled to get the stick out. It, almost like he ripped it out from under his chin, under Owen's chin.
He skated away fine.
So Owen skates to the bench. Looks as if he'll be back. And we'll have the face-off in the Chi-High zone. 16:27 left to go. Superior is here. They're getting ready to play Eau Claire Memorial, the second-ranked team of the state in the nightcap. Swept toward the net and sticked into the corner by Bridger as Eau Claire North finds the puck in the right-wing corner and finally picked up by the Huskies right there. They'll come back to the point. Here's Jalen Paschal. Didn't get much on it. Caromed into the right wing corner in the Chi-High zone, but Eau Claire North still controls. They'll wing it back to Paschal through traffic and a shot. I tell you what, that was a big save right there for Bridger. Cards get to the blue line, and man, things broke down right there. And Jackson Hoym has to retreat to pick it up. Hoym sends it in the right wing corner, and he'll skip off to the bench. And here's Eau Claire North swept down themselves into the Chi-High zone. No icing on that. Touched Cardinal's stick as it came down. And Lindstrom had it for a moment, then lost it. And the Huskies have it right here. Kynes got it. Turns and tried to fire a pass in toward the net. Kynes got it right here. Banks it off the wall. Back to the point. One-timer on net. Thumped by Bridger into the left wing corner. And here is Nick Thompson. Thompson's got a goal here, one of the two goals. Back to the point. And Cale Turner put it on a tee and shot it. That one ricocheted and kind of bounced funny as it came in with 15:04 left to go here in the third period. Back to Cale Thompson and a nice block right there by Jackson LeMay as the puck skips in to the paint in the Chi-High zone. But the Cards sweep it out and LeMay will send it in and head off to the bench. 14:46 left to go here in the third period. Eau Claire North outlet right there. Cards intercept, and here is Ben Carlson. Just a touch pass, nice pass that time to Mason Johnson. Johnson moves it. Oh, and Krista back on the ice, trying to back it in himself. Made a nice move, but the save made by Tristan Bach. Here comes Eau Claire North in transition and ripped out of the air and a shot by Bridger. And he'll hang on with 14:24 left to go, third period.
Great play by the Cardinals there on a two-on-one. Just couldn't get it, quite bury it. But how about Jackson LeMay sacrificing his body there?
Yeah, that was a big
awesome
block.
Yeah.
Blocks are a big deal in Chippewa hockey, for sure. Celebrated when you give it up for the team. Here is Mason Johnson. Johnson wheels and deals up the ice. Tater tots across the line. Drops one in the right wing corner. Chases it down himself. Puck support there by Owen. Centering pass. Oh, it came off the stick of Jackson Kohler. And he almost angled it in his own net. Here is Johnson on the back check. Johnson with a backhand centering pass attempted right there. Didn't get through traffic. Owen Krista in the left wing corner. Krista will wire this one around. Cycles it back of the net. And Owen gives chase himself. He's got it in the left wing corner. Krista again cycles from left to right, and Eau Claire North got it across the line, and it skips ahead for Remy Rosbach. He comes in, fires a shot, waffle boarded into the right wing corner by Bridger, and here comes Chai High up the ice, Jackson Hoym. And that one swept off his stick, but picked up by Jack Bobey for a moment anyway. Pops around inside the Husky zone. Bobey on the back check, shadowing Caden Sutter as he came down the ice. And here is Sutter. He's going to muscle it in the left wing corner. And Eau Claire North has got it right now, the Huskies. It is Gabe Bestel. Tracks it down. Drops one into the right wing. Elbow still inside the Chi-High zone with 12:57 left to go. Here's a shot through some legs and right on net. And then the Husky player falls on Bridger. That was Caden Sutter. And he was muscled right out, ripped off Bridger by Jackson Hoym, who didn't appreciate the senior going after his goaltender. That's the second time tonight that they've really tried to physically go after
Bridger. It's been the same guy.
And they're going to take two guys here. Looks as if Drake Bobey is going to go, and I'm sure Sutter's got to go too here. Or not.
Doesn't look like him. That's absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, come on. Are you kidding me? Sutter just fell on our goaltender, but he's still out there.
So he ran the goalie in the first period. He ran the goalie in the last game, and then he just falls on top of him deliberately, and they don't take him? I just don't understand how that's possible.
Yeah, how is Drake sitting down for two here? I don't get it. So a power play for Eau Claire North. They're 1-for-2 on the man advantage here tonight. And one of our best defensemen sitting in the box here. Perplexing. 12:54 left to go, third period. Huskies up by one, and a shot from the point. Knocked down and blocked by Chai High. Can they clear? They do. They get it across the line. Jack Bobey tracking it down. Here come the Huskies. Across the line is Jack Keane. And Keane lost the puck on the poke check right there from Karsten Rieg. Here is Drew Bobey. Drew surrounded by Huskies. Comes in, launches a pass, just trying to dump it deep in the zone. One and a half left to go in the power play here as it skips in the Chi-High zone. And that should have been an icing call. You could see Bridger with his arm up, but no call right there. They missed it. Here's a shot on net. Bridger kicks that one out. Comes back to the top of the circle, and Carter Quant launches a shot. Bridger jumped on it, and the net came off just a little bit, so that'll stop play right here with 1:14 left to go in the power play. Cards could not afford to give up a goal here. 12:08 left on the game clock, 1:14 on the power play. And the faceoff in the Chi-High zone. Up to number 7, Mason Johnson to win it. And he did. He got it behind his net. But then it's scooped up by Eau Claire North. Here is Ty Thompson. Backs up to the blue line, opening up some space. Over now for Nick Thompson. And turn and gunned a shot in on Bridger. And he jumped on it just off the left post. And hangs on to that one. 1:02 left to go here in the power play for Eau Claire North. Face off to the Wappleboard side of Bridger Fixmer. Clean win for the Huskies. Ty Thompson feathers that one off the wall. And Eau Claire North sets up their power play. On the near side is Jalen Pascal. Looks it over. Goes over on the left wing side for Ty Thompson. Nice block right there by Jack. And jumping in is Drew Bobey. Bobey comes in and shoots, trying to score shorthanded. Just went wide. Energized. Bobey. And Drew Bobey and Jack Bobey on that attempt right there. Here is Drew right now. Off the window and all the way down. And that line out of gas. They'll skate off here. New set of players for Chi-High in the kill with 22 seconds left to go on the Husky power play. And here is Jalen Pascal. Comes up, drops one into the card zone. Take it down to 14 seconds left to go on the man advantage. And here is Jackson Hoym, who's got the lone goal for Chi-High as he muscles it ahead. But it skips out of play here with 4 seconds left to go in the Husky man advantage. Well, help your kids develop healthy dental habits for a lifetime at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry. Their board-certified pediatric dentists specialize in the smiles of infants and children and teens, including those with special needs. Take a tour of the fun, child-friendly Smiles in Motion office at simforkids.com. Here are the Huskies in the attacking zone. It's Kine. Turns, fires a shot. Ricocheted off a stick, up and out, and here comes Chi-High, turning it back the other direction. Ezra Lindstrom in the corner, centering shot right there, and swept aside by the Husky D. And there is an icing call with 10:37 left to go. Chi-High trails it by 1-2-1.
Once again, a nice rush by that third line. I think they're playing a really great game.
Well, we need another goal by one of the lines here. Seen things pick up, I think, a little bit the last couple of shifts. Face off in the north zone. Wrapped around the wall by the Huskies. And here is Brayton Philman. Philman hit hard by Swoboda as he came in. Swoboda paid a price there, too. And a shot taken by Caden Sutter as it popped right on his stick below the hash marks. Big time save by number one for Chi-High. 10:14 left to go. Huskies hit the reset. Here's Ty Thompson. Angles this one into the Chi-High zone as we tick it down to 10 minutes left to go in the ball game. This one careened into the right wing corner. Lindstrom fanned on it and then was pushed off the puck. One-timer on net and off the lumber and up and out of play in the Chi-High zone. Royal Credit Union's roots run deep here in the Chippewa Valley, positively impacting students and families and businesses for over 57 years. See how you can grow with Royal Credit Union at rcu.org/roots, insured by NCUA. 9:57 remaining, third period. Cards trail it by one. The rubber game between the two teams. Chi-High won at home, lost a close one here on the road as this one is nudged right out in front of the net. And there we go. Bridger lost his helmet again. And there is number 22 once again, Caden Sutter, as he practically ripped Bridger's helmet off his head. And something, boy, you feel like something's got to be done here.
I'm not going to say anything.
I get it. And Sutter may be getting the gate right here. We'll see. You can see the official say, that's enough. Caden Sutter will sit for two here, but they're going to match him up. Looks as if Evan Esslinger is going to sit, right? But even one of the Sutter's teammates came over to talk to him, maybe saying, settle down, settle down. I mean, they're only up by a goal here.
I mean, if you're him, he's a great hockey player. He's a great hockey player. His team needs him.
So, matching minors here. We'll still skate 5-on-5. .948 left to go, third period. The typical North Chi-Hi game here, huh?
I've been there.
2-1, Huskies up. Chi-Hi with a clean win. They clear out to center. 5-on-5 hockey right here, and a battle right along the blue line. It's going to come over to Jackson Boland. Boland hands off to Mason Johnson. Here comes Chi-Hi. 2-on-1, and just tipped wide off the stick of Ben Carlson. He got the feed from Owen Krista. And it just glanced wide. Comes back for Jackson. Mason Johnson, rather. Johnson's got it right here. Dances up the ice, comes in. Drops a shot in the left wing corner. Comes around to the half walls boards on the far side. And Eau Claire North, there's a big hit. Brayton Filmon, he was dropped, but let's see if the card's going to pay for it with a penalty here.
Carson Rieger hit him right from behind. He should be going to the box for that.
And Rieger will sit for two here. A rough call.
Selfish
play. That's some of that frustration, I think, poured out here.
And that's just a selfish play by Carson Rieg. He's he's doing exactly what they want him to do.
We talked about in the pregame show, the Cardinal Countdown baiting us into some stuff, and that's happened right there. So Eau Claire North with their fourth power play of the night. And this could seal the deal if they get one right here. 8:58 left to go. Tipped into the corner in the Chi-Hi zone. Huskies hold the zone for right now. And skating quickly over is Ty Thompson. But a whistle stops play right here. We got an interference call on somebody.
I'm not sure what he's... Might be on North.
Yep, it's going to be on North. On Nick Thompson. So that'll even things up here.
That was... It's probably a makeup call, Greg.
I think you may be right.
Yeah.
They thought about all the stuff that Bridger's taking tonight and said, let's do something.
Yeah, I mean, I see what they were looking at, but that was,
We'll take it.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Even strength right now, 8:46 left to go, third period. As the Huskies bring it out to neutral ice, dumped in the left wing corner, and Bridger goes out to leave it for his D. Here's Jackson Boland, skates up the ice, number 23, crosses the blue line. He's going to drop a little errant drop intended for Drew Bowlby, but Boland stays on it as it ricocheted right in front of the net and almost swept it in. Jackson Boland stayed right down there and kept with the puck and saw it come right to him. 8:15 left to go in this third period. We got a minute eight left to go in the 4-on-4. Here is Boland, goes rink wide for Drake Bowlby. Skates up a few steps, then nudges that one, nestles it into the left wing corner, and it comes right to Swoboda at the point on the near side. Into the left wing corner for Drew Bowlby. Got jammed on the wall. Here comes Eau Claire North. And here's Carter Plott. Races into the Chi-Hi zone, turns, a wrist shot on net. Bridger had no trouble seeing that one. Turned it into the left wing elbow. And it's loose inside the zone. Mason Johnson's got it. Skates away from one North player. Stops. Goes the other direction. Johnson carried it out to the blue line. Then lost it. Then coughed it up. And it's loose at center ice. 7.5 left to go in the ball game here. Mason Johnson's got it. Feathers a pass ahead for Ben Carlson. That one took a funny hop. And we got a penalty right here on the Huskies. As Ben Carlson was... dropped on the check at Eau Claire North's Jackson Kohler will sit, and Chai High will have a power play right here. Ben Carlson was blindsided on that check.
Yeah. Yep, it was like behind, head contact, and a cross check all in one.
Third power play of the night. And it was pretty quiet penalty-wise for most of the game, but, boy, things are heating up right now.
Yeah, these refs are doing everything they can to keep it in check. They're in a tough spot.
7:15 left to go, third period. Chi High trails it by one. Kept at the point by Drake Bovey. Laid one into the left-wing corner. Back to Drake. Over to Mason Johnson. They play catch. Mason Johnson skates up top of the wheel on the near side. Drops it back for Drake. Card's got the extra man out there right now. And an errant pass from Swoboda off the stick of Jack Kine and cleared to center. So the Cards reset right here. Drake Bovey in the right wing corner. 6.5 left to go in the game. Wrapped around the boards, and nice keep right there by Swoboda after the errant pass. And here comes Jack Bovey. Bovey was dancing in and then had it swept checked right off his stick and cleared out to center by Eau Claire North. Swept ahead there by Brayton Philman, and the Cards have to return to their own end of the ice here. 1:05 left to go in the power play. Chi High kicked it around in their own zone. Now Jack Bovey's got it. Bovey tried to give it to Drew Bovey, but they were in close proximity, and that was broken up as the Cards entered the zone, and Jack Bovey is dropped down. And we got a penalty coming up, a delayed call right here, and a roughing call. Let's see who it goes on. 6:05 left to go, third period. Wow. And this one is going to go on Noah Beskel. So the Cards will have a 5-on-3 right
here. Yep. All right, I'm trying to keep this all straight now. So we're going to be 5-on-3 for 46 seconds. It'll be on a power play for whatever's left after that.
6:05 left to go. Scott Parker is going to use his timeout.
That's a good idea.
Critical time right here with the 5-on-3, the two-man advantage. So we'll be back in a minute here on WOGO.
Greg Misfeld. I am a vice president commercial lender with Northwestern Bank here in Chippewa. We truly care about our customers. They're not just a loan number or an account. They're people. And one of the best things working for Northwestern Bank is their dedication to the community. It's an expectation, and you're supported in all aspects when you do get involved.
Northwestern Bank, building stronger communities where people matter. Member FDIC.
I've thought about the theme for my son's first birthday party, safari. But their first trip to the dentist? Not sure where to start.
With advanced training to support infants, children, and teens, the board-certified pediatric dentists at Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry are dedicated to making your child feel comfortable and welcome at every visit. They keep parents involved at every step of your child's dental journey, so you can help keep them smiling and develop healthy dental habits for life. Discover what makes them different at sim4kids.com.
Back here at Hobbs High Center, Chi High trailing by one. 5-on-3 right here at 6:02 left to go in the third period, and we're back to action. Drake Bovey, Cards set up the 5-on-3 here. Drake Bovey, Jack Bovey, and Swoboda right here. Caden Swoboda comes in, sweeps a shot on net. That didn't reach the goaltender. Eau Claire North pushed it to the wall, but Drew Bovey's got it right here. Drew patiently waiting top of the circle. Drops it down low for Jackson Hoy. Back to Drew. Moves in and wires a shot that went over the crossbar. Back to Swoboda. Here's Jack Bovey. High slot. One-timer on net. Rebound nearly picked up by Drew, but swept wide. Back to Swoboda. 6 seconds left to go in the 5-on-3. Jack Bovey with a one-timer. It's thumped out right there off the pads by Bach to the corner. And now the Huskies get a fourth player out there. Much easier to kill a penalty with four guys. And this one's going to be set all the way down by Eau Claire North. 5:05 left to go, third period. Still a power play for 56 seconds for Chi High. Owen Christ out there right now. Jack Bovey couldn't receive the pass there. Lost it. Coughs it up, and Eau Claire North will clear out to center. Here's Karsten Rieg. Ben Carlson, the senior, crosses the blue stripe. Carlson into the corner in the Eau Claire North zone. Blind centering pass and the intercept by North. And a half a minute left to go in the power play. 4:37 remaining in the hockey game. Cards trail it 2-1. Here is Chi High in the breakout. Jackson Bolin goes cross ice. Nobody there, and it bounced right in on Bach. So he smothers it with his glove. 17 seconds left to go. Coop on the power play.
Here comes the third line that I've been talking about. Really struggling to get production out of our first line power play, so Coach Parker decided to make the switch with that 17 seconds left, putting some faith in the freshman Jackson LeMay here.
All right. Isaac Small sends it back for the D. They go point to point. Evan Esslinger with a shot. Knocked down in front. Evan keeps the zone. Nice job right there. And a shot from the point by Drake Bobby into the leather of Tristan Bach with 5 seconds left to go here in the power play. Well, get real Wisconsin cheese curds made with only the freshest Wisconsin cheddar, then deep-fried golden brown and served hot at Culver's of Lake Halley. 4 seconds remaining in the power play. Chi High with the win on the draw. Here is Jack Bobby.
Shoots the goal.
It went in. Yeah. Jack Bobby. That one through the five hole on Tristan Buck. And the Cards have tied it up. Buck thought he had it stopped. It dribbled through his legs. And it's 2-2.
This building is going ballistic right now. Wow. 2-2.
Jack is back, the senior. Scores at the 4:02 mark. That's what we have left here in the third period. 12:58 of the third. Jack Bobby for the Cards. He'll get his 21st goal of the year, 29th points. And we've tied it up, 3:53 left to go. Back in the Chi High zone. Now it's anybody's game. Arizona Krista wings this one out of the zone. Jack Bobby, I don't know how he got it through the legs of Bach. Tristan Bach has given up a couple of goals here. Here's Ben Carlson. Come on, Ben. Ben moves in, and a shot was knocked out. He was pinched off there by the D, but he comes back. On the near point, the Cards keep it right there. On the back check, Ben Carlson had it. Here is Ben. Carlson. Yes! Ben Carlson. Relentless number 19. And the Chi High Cardinals have a 3-2 lead over Eau Claire North.
Oh, put that one
where Ben.
I put that one where Graham keeps a cookie jar. Top shelf.
Woo!
How about that, Greg?
Ben was knocked out on here on the check, but he just popped right
back. Yeah, it was Owen Krista actually had the puck, and he got just leveled, and he took a hit to make a play, and it was just a one-on-all, and Ben made a great, great shot.
Wow. 13-38 of the third period. Ben Carlson, the senior, with the goal, his 11th of the year, 30th point of this campaign. And Chi High with a 3-2 lead when things were looking so bleak. But here it comes right back in on Bridger. And a scrum developing again with 3:04 left to go. Could we be coming back here on Tuesday?
I sure hope so, but 3 minutes is a long time in a game like this. I'm looking for North to pull their goalie here pretty quick. But nothing can get behind our defensemen right now. That's the key. We cannot give up any odd man rushes. Everything needs to be rock solid.
3:04 left to go here in regulation. Face off in the Chi High zone. Swept around by Caden Swoboda. And here's Jackson Hoyms going to carry it out. Cards cannot be back on their heels for sure. They've got to keep the attack rolling here. And Jackson Hoym on the forecheck had it for a moment. Here comes Eau Claire North. They've got to be feeling the pressure with 2:44 left to go. And their 2-0 lead is evaporated. It's a 3-2 Chi High lead. The winner moves on to face the winner of Eau Claire Memorial and Superior. Here comes North and swept in by Kine. And who's got it?
Loose
Bridger
puck.
Made the initial save. Here's another save by Bridger as the puck popped out. He didn't know where it was. And Jackson Carter.
All right, there's a penalty
chance
on the play.
Yeah, the delayed call, you can see the referee.
Let's see who it's on. I saw Darryl put his hand up.
Well, let's see who it goes on here. And I think it's going to go on Chai High.
For what? I got to wonder. I wonder when he's calling it. I didn't see him. All right.
Looks as if it's going to be on Drew Bobey.
Yep, maybe a rough, but I'm not exactly sure.
Timeout for Eau Claire North. Oof. All right, we'll take it with them. 3-2, Chai High leads, but they got to go on the kill here. Back in a minute on WOGO.
If you can dream it, Stelter can make it happen. For three generations, Stelter Inc. has taken pride in bringing you only the highest quality concrete. They mine and process the aggregates themselves, with daily testing to ensure quality and performance. And if you need materials delivered or hauled away, Stelter has a fleet of dump trucks to serve you, and even provides the driver. When you expect the best, Stelter delivers every time. Get the job done right. Start today at StelterIncorporated.com.
The Medicine Shop knows that getting sick is about as fun as a relaxing bubble bath with no hot water and piranhas. Or walking barefoot in the morning when your cat left you a surprise.
Oh.
And so did the puppy.
Are you kidding me?
Getting sick is no fun, but at least you have the Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee. Transfer your prescriptions to the Medicine Shop and receive up to $20 off over-the-counter products. The Medicine Shop in Chippewa Falls and Menominee.
Chai High with two third-period goals to lead it 3-2. 2:25 left to go, but the Huskies have a power play right here. And the defining moment of the hockey game, this regional final. Face off in the Chai High zone. Mason Johnson reaching down for the Cards. Ripped around the boards. Comes to the point. Held there by the Huskies' Ty Thompson. And here they go. They set up the power play. They station Brayton Stillman on the back door. And here's Stillman right now. Turns and rips a shot on net. Cards clear it with 1:40 in the power play to go. 2 minutes exactly left to go, third period. Ty Thompson takes the relay from his own zone. Drops it in the Cards' defensive zone. Chai High sets up the box. Comes on the near point for Kine. Hands off there for Carter Plott. Plott to Kine. High slot. It finds an avenue to shoot it, but it was blocked down in front and cleared across the line by Chai High with 1:05 left to go in the power play. Angled off the boards. Let's see if Tristan Bach stays in the paint there, the goaltender for Eau Claire North. He's looking at the bench, waiting for the signal. In the corner is Brayton Fillman. Down to 53 seconds to go on the Husky power play. Shot from the far dasher on net, and it's ripped out of the air there by Bridger. And Bach will stay on the ice for right now with 50 seconds left to go. But I would think you take it down close to a minute here, Coop, and you'd have to pull your goaltender.
I'm really surprised Ryan Parker left him in the net there.
Face off in the Card zone. 1:15 left to go. 50 seconds remaining on the Eau Claire North power play. Chai High up 3-2. A couple of thrilling goals here in the third period. Bounced off the wall. Bounced on the dasher themselves by Karsten Rieg. And here comes Mason Johnson. The goaltender is still out there. And Johnson laid it, did all he could to lay it on net as he was double-teamed. 38 seconds to go. And this is going to keep Bach out there because the draw is going to be in the Husky zone.
I understand why he covered that puck to get a change, but same time, I don't know. It's probably a really good move for Chai High.
Yeah, it is. That's just what they wanted. Face off, a rest here with a new set of players out there. 1 minute left to go in the game. And the Huskies with 33 seconds on the power play left here. Bach still between the pipes for Eau Claire North. Here comes the Huskies. I'm surprised that he's still out there. They could add another attacker. Eau Claire North in the right wing corner. Here he comes off the ice. A shot on net. That one blocked out in front at the point. Huskies go D to D, and a one-timer on net. Oh, it went along the goal line and almost went in. A half a minute left to go in the game. How did that net go in? Oh, it rolled right along the goal line. And this one is ripped into the corner. We're down to 20 seconds left to go. Eau Claire North dumps it in the right wing corner. The hard around right there by Drake. He couldn't clear, and it's loose on the right wall. We're down to 9 seconds, 8 seconds as it popped up out of play. Woo.
That was
get the paddles.
One.
I'll need them.
Yeah, yeah. Woo. Wow. All right, so this draw, the most important faceoff of the whole
yes.
season, Greg. So here's what we're probably going to look to do. Man, I think win it back into the corner and try to eat the puck. We got Carson Rieg out there. He's a big, strong defenseman, but Ben might try to tie it up too. So
8 seconds to go. Clean win for Eau Claire North.
Step They've Drake.
Had
Step
most
Drake.
Of those. Here's a shot over the crossbar. 2 seconds. 1 second. And Chai High advances.
What a game. What a period by Chai High. That is the best period of hockey they've played all season long.
Wow, relentless in the third. And Eau Claire North loses this one 3-2 on their home ice. And Chai High will meet the winner of Eau Claire Memorial and Superior back here at Hobbs on Tuesday nights.
Wow. Wow.
Third period goals by Jackson Hoym and Ben Carlson, and the Cards come from behind. They were within a goal of just being out of reach here.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
At one point.
I'm kind of speechless. But, you know, I think the Cardinals really deserve to win that game. The way they battled, they came from behind. And I can't wipe the smile off my face right now. So,
oof. Well, I can't wait to hear what Scott Parker has to say in the postgame show. Very interesting game, and we don't have to talk about the we don't have to do a tribute to the seniors
tonight.
No, we don't.
Not tonight, Greg.
We'll hold off on that. And Chai High with the win. Backing up their goaltender, All-State goaltender, Bridger Fixmer, who really played outstanding hockey. He's the top goaltender in the conference for a reason.
Absolutely. He showed that he should be first team, and, you know, the best part about hockey is you have to shake the other team's hand.
Yep,
you know.
It's the gentleman part of hockey. I love
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. And you see him going through the line pretty slow here.
Yep, for sure. Well, the rubber match and the lunch bucket / toolbox. Chai High, the traveling trophy, is going to sit in Chippewa all summer long. Well, at Wynn Family Dentistry, Dr. Daniel Wynn, Dr. Andy Gunderson, and their team are ready to serve you in your St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls. Read testimonials on the Wynn Family Dentistry Facebook page. We got the Post Glass and Mirror postgame show. Holly Bovey names you know stats recap coming up, so we'll take a break and catch up for a few minutes with Scott Parker before we head back to Chippewa for Cards basketball, boys basketball. We're going to join that one in progress with Mark Halverson, but stay with us on the postgame show brought to you by Post Glass and Mirror here on WOGO Radio. Back in a few minutes.
Switch your checking account to Royal Credit Union and discover a better way to bank. Royal Credit Union is a financial co-op, not a corporation, so we return earnings to our members. That means you get low or no fees for account services and better rates on deposits and loans. You'll also have all the digital tools you need at your fingertips, so managing your account is easy. Royal is ready to help you discover the credit union difference. Switch to Royal Credit Union today at rcu.org/checking-change. Insured by NCUA.
Love three-day weekends? How about working 36 hours but getting paid for 40? It's not too good to be true. It's Wasota Tool in Chippewa Falls. Wasota Tool has openings for third-shift CNC machinists with a four-day work week. Starting wages are $58,000 or more with full benefits, 401k, and profit sharing. And you'll get three-day weekends to actually enjoy what you make. If you have machining experience or are currently in school, learn more and apply at wasotatool.com.
To help simplify life, people are looking to their homes for more comfort and enjoyment. New home builders as well as remodelers are completing their bathroom projects in style with luxury shower doors from White City Glass. 3/8 or half-inch shower doors from White City Glass offer a quality that is evident, making shower time more relaxing any day of the week. Are you ready for luxury, style, and relaxation? Make the right choice for your shower doors. See White City Glass today.
What are patients saying about Wynn Family Dentistry in Chippewa Falls?
A wonderful, clean office with super friendly staff. I love the feeling of having my teeth cleaned.
I'm nervous with dentistry, and they make me feel comfortable and at ease.
Dr. Wynn and his staff make going to the dentist enjoyable.
Our whole family goes to Wynn Family Dentistry. We wouldn't go anywhere else.
See the Wynn Family Dentistry difference with Dr. Daniel Wynn and Dr. Annie Gunderson. Wynn Family Dentistry near St. Joseph's Hospital in Chippewa Falls.
Competition drives us to be our best. That's why sports are such a valuable experience for all of our young athletes. At Toys and Ford, we know the importance of good competition. It's easier than ever to shop for a new car or truck, and that's pushed all of us at Toys and Ford to be better at what we do in creating a great experience for our customers. It's the reason that we have the slogan, "You'll find a friend." So before you head to the next high school game, stop into our all-new dealership in Chippewa Falls and see why you'll find a friend at Toys and Ford.
Wow. The Cards beat Eau Claire North. They trailed 2-0 after two. And it looked like if North gets one more, it's a cakewalk. They can coast on to Tuesday night against the winner, Memorial and Superior. And Chi-High with an amazing comeback in the third. Two third-period goals. And Cards advance to the sectional semis on Tuesday. We'll have it for you here on WOGO Radio. And anticipating a 6:40 Cardinal Countdown pregame, 7 o'clock puck drop here at Hobbs Ice Center. Time for our post-class post-game show brought to you by Post-Class Mirror in Chippewa Falls, postclassmirror.com. And we'll get you a stats recap here. Eau Claire North, time for our Holly Bovey Names You Know stats recap brought to you by Holly Bovey, Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or find Holly on Facebook. Eau Claire North struck first. Gabe Bestel, power play goal at 5:16 of the first. And the Cards found themselves behind right away. The assist going to Ty Thompson. Then 36 seconds into the second period, Eau Claire North struck again. The Huskies' Brayton Thillman with a goal, and it was 2-0. And Chi-High backpedaling on their heels a bit. Did get a late second period goal, an amazing goal right there by Jackson Hoym at 15:28, a C&I goal for Jackson. The sophomore scored it on Tristan Bach, who struggled at times here tonight. And Chi-High with two third-period goals. The first one at 12:58 of the third. Jack Bovey was relentless and scored. And that line again tallied at 13:38. The senior, Ben Carlson, with this one, the game winner. Jack Bovey, I don't know how he got it through the legs of Bach. Tristan Bach giving up a couple of goals here. And here's Ben Carlson. Come on, Ben. Ben moves in, and his shot was knocked out. He was pinched off there by the D, but he comes back on the near point. The Cards keep it right there on the back check. Ben Carlson had it. Here's Ben. Oh, Ben Carlson. Yes, Ben Carlson. Relentless number 19. And the Chi-High Cardinals have a 3-2 lead over Eau Claire North.
Oh. Put that one where
Ben.
Put that one where Grammy keeps a cookie jar. Top shelf.
There you are, Ben Carlson, the senior, with his 11th goal of the season, his 30th point, and Chi-High moves on in the WIA playoffs to face the winner of the two teams out there right now, Eau Claire Memorial, the number two team in the state, against Superior here tonight. And that'll be Tuesday night. We'll have it for you here on WOGO Radio. Our stats recap, 3 goals for Chi-High, 2 for North. Not surprised, a close game. Not surprised, it was a low-scoring game. And our Names You Know stats recap brought to you by Holly Bovey at Coldwell Banker, Bernizer Realtors. Names You Know right here in Chippewa Falls. Holly's been helping people move in the Chippewa Valley since 2000. You can call her at 715-577-HOME. Visit hollybovey.com or you can find Holly on Facebook. We're going to hand it off to Mark Halverson in just a few minutes, but want to try to catch up with Scott Parker, get his comments after an amazing win for his team It looked like they were struggling, could not score goals, and even breakout passes were difficult for Chi-High, and suddenly they turned it on. The afterburners in the third period, late in the third period, and stunned Eau Claire North with a 3-2 win. So while we wait for Scott, for Coach Parker, I tell you what, let's take a break here. And we will return with more from Hobbs Ice Center. This is Cards Hockey on WOGO.
Quality, service, innovation, people, and community. This is Riverside Machine and Engineering. We are a precision machine shop that serves technically demanding industries. Our family-run business is hiring multiple positions. Machinist, assembler, maintenance manager, designer, programmer, and engineer. We offer challenging hands-on work in a clean and modern shop in Eau Claire. Apply today at RiversideMachine.com. Riverside Machine. We build it right every time because we know there's a lot at stake.
Back on our postgame show, Chi-High with the regional final victory over Eau Claire North here tonight, 3-2. Let's get the thoughts of head coach Scott Parker. He is downstairs live with our Cooper Fosbick. Coop, take it away.
Yeah, our goal was to come out and get two goals, not give up two goals. So things kind of flipped on our game plan. And it shows, this is that kind of reflection of our season. You know, it's been kind of up and down. Give my players credit. They showed a lot of guts coming back in a game like that.
What a week for Evan.
Evan?
Yeah, what a week for him, right?
Yes.
First goal the other night.
Yeah.
Big play tonight.
Yeah, you know, it's sometimes in a high school career, it's about first. And, you know, it's been, like I said earlier, up and down year. But to see these kids succeed is really awesome because that success hasn't always been first and foremost. We had to work for this. We had to stick to our game plan, and it was not an easy game to win.
You guys have come with a lot of really good teams this season. Has that kind of got these guys' confidence that they knew if they could get over the top, they could?
Yes, we've had the number fifth-ranked schedule in the state. So we have played a fairly tough schedule. Our conference is tough. We've been through this before. We played a lot of good teams. Give our goalie Bridger a lot of credit. He stopped a lot of shots at the end there. We couldn't get the puck out. And our defenseman holding up. So it was a real hard-fought game, and we're really happy to win it.
Back up to you, Greg.
All right, thank you very much. So we'll be back here on Tuesday night. Anticipate a 6:40 Cardinal Countdown pregame show. And we'll be on the air with the puck drop at 7. Eau Claire Memorial and Superior, the winner of that, will face here on Tuesday night. We'll let you know on WOGO Radio. For our crew here, Greg Stewart along with Cooper Fosbick, Landon Tease between periods, and Dawson Halverson. Final again, Chi-High in the regional championship defeats Eau Claire North 3-2, and the Cards go to 15-10-1 overall. Eau Claire North, sixth-ranked team in the state, finishes up at 18-7. That's it. This has been WOGO Sports, Chi-High Hockey. Stay tuned for Cards Basketball. Mark Halverson will have the call coming up on WOGO. Halley, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls. Good night from Hobbs Ice Center in Eau Claire.
WOGO's coverage of Chi-High Hockey has been brought to you by Berry Global, Chippewa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, Holly Bovey with Coldwell Banker Brenizer Realtors, Culver's of Lake Halley, The Check Law Office, Dave Check Attorney, Lakeland University, by Mason Companies, Northwestern Bank, Post Glass and Mirror, by Riverside Machine and Engineering, Royal Credit Union, Smiles in Motion Pediatric Dentistry, Stelter Incorporated, The Medicine Shop, by Toyson Ford of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin Credit Union, White City Glass, Wynn Family Dentistry, and by Wasota Tool. Thanks for listening to Chi-High Playoff Hockey on WOGO. We now join our regularly scheduled programming already in progress.
WOGO, your sports station.